Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sideways with Shells and Nutty M. Every week we come to you, listen what we say. We know that life is crazy, it's a challenge every day. So sit back, relax, listen, know that we are here too. Shells and Nutty M, this is their podcast too. Sideways, yeah, yeah, I'm Shells, with Virginia girl, knit your eyebrows. Let me kiss, that's my focus. Gotta grind, no hocus pocus. Music industry is real to me, even though I don't drink Hennessy, but I smoke the green and drink caffeine. And loyalty is everything. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds. Hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I'm watching me do the prognosis. So I can push it, as should you. Take some time to listen to you. Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. Thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight T. He's been a long time in the industry. He's throwing weights while he opens gates. The music, he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense. News and special guidance. Sit back, listen, we're coming in. GMG is real to me. Breadheads is the progress. Cool boy, pop lock king. OG, Mac, drama, brick squad, mafia, 1017. Prophet, 1017. Yankee, break gang. Just amazing gigs in 6 minutes. Malik, show got a criminal. NDB, RIP, strap, match, strap, young Tay, LOE, cartel, RIP, Gator. Cobra, the villain, TV, 96FG, honey, blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Fed. Oh yeah, I listen to these people just so you know. Anything I swerve to eat, I swerve. Hey, boss up, boss up.
Hello, everybody. Happy hump day. And welcome to Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. We have a spooky show for you tonight. Actually, because it's November 1st and we missed Halloween. I really, really just love getting in the spirit of it. So I figured we would do a little bit of spooky pop-up tonight. We'll see what happens. If it doesn't work out, at least you get to enjoy your time with us. So without further ado, we are going to bring Mr. Maddie M himself on here. What up, Maddie M?
What's up, girls? Good to be back. Doesn't it feel good to be back? Feels good to be
back.
Man,
I have missed everybody. I mean, you've been gone.
Yeah, no
longer,
doubt.
You know, Maddie went to Arizona with OG Mac Drama for 1017 Day. And, you know, Fuck It Up held it down, though. I got to give it to him. He helped me out. He held it down.
Yeah, he did.
You know, but we missed you because, I mean, Sideways is not Sideways without Shells and Maddie M and Fuck It Up, right? So it was like, we did miss you. We did miss you. So tell everybody how your trip went and everything so everybody knows. They haven't got to hear from you in, 3 weeks?
Yeah, it's been a minute. Well, excuse me. I went down, OG, and I had a blast. But the only problem was I got sick, and I missed my flight home. So, I mean,
right.
It was good. OG was there to take care of me. So, yeah, I'm still kind of getting over it. But, yeah, man, you should see my tan 100%. Yeah, we run that city. Whenever I come down, we run that city. So, I mean, I had a good time with him. And, yeah, no, it was a good time. Besides the sickness, it was a great time.
That's good, man. That's good. So I'm glad you had a good trip. Anything crazy happen?
Yeah. But for legal purposes, I think I should, refrain from saying stuff on the radio. I'll tell you about stuff. You know I'm finally feeling better.
Right.
You can tell my voice is still a little rasp, right? But I'm finally feeling better to talk to you and do our mashups. But, yeah. For legal purposes, I think we'll just keep it on the DL right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you are back. And, you know, I don't like it when you get sick because you're not sick very much.
No.
So it was kind of like, I don't know, man.
I know, you're a mother to me. You're my best friend, girl. I mean, anybody for everyone who's listening, Shells was there every day, twice a day, three times a day, calling, checking on me. And I would get pissy at her even sometimes, too, but I didn't mean to. I was sick. I think I got something from the pool, man, honestly. I don't know. But whatever. But yo, I want to thank you, like, again, for always supporting me and, like, yeah, no doubt, and checking on me. And yeah,
let me tell you, I even called, took it up, and I was like, dude, I'm like 40 hours from Maddie. You're like 8. We might have to do a recon. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know.
Might have to come to
That's some
bed.
Gangster shit. That's some gangster shit. Plus, you talked to my mom, and you calmed her down, which, like, I'm telling you people, Shells is, like, one of the greatest people that ever lived in this world. If you're one of her friends, she'll go through hell and back for you.
Oh,
well, much love.
Thanks,
you girl. Kisses and laughs. Well, no, thank you.
I love you. I love my friends, you know, because,
you
honestly, like, it's just, it's, you know, genuine, loyal friends are really hard to find.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, when you do find them, you hold on to them, and you don't let them go.
Yeah, for dear
yeah.
life. Hold on to them, man. Because as you get older, you realize that, you know, you got a lot of acquaintances in your life, but you only have a couple. See, when I was younger, I was like, man, finger rule. That's fucking bullshit. I got like 50 people in my house right now. But as you get older, that five-finger rule starts coming into effect. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real talk. Like, so,
right.
Yeah, much love to you. And, yeah, next trips can come see you, girl. You know that. I don't think I can. I'm not trying to. I'm not hitting Phoenix up for a while, man. When OG and I are together, it's like, you ever see, like, that the second, I was telling you about the second Venom movie. I think it was the second one. It was like, There Shall Be Carnage or whatever. Yeah, it's like, we're two of the same attitude, and it's like white boy and black dude, right? So basically, whatever clique we're in, we run it. Like, whatever the other one can't handle, the other dude handles, and it's just like, it's craziness. So, yeah, I mean, I had a blast with him, I'm not going to lie, and I want to thank him again for his hospitality, and he took care of me when I was sick, and I appreciated that, so, but yeah, you can only have that, like, once a year, real talk.
Oh,
no,
good,
for real,
good.
Real talk. Yeah, I'll tell you some stories, girl. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. And we're not talking about stories like at strip clubs or anything like that. We're talking about going about our daily lives in like this ridiculous way that everybody knows. Like, I may not know these people, but I know they somebody. You know what I mean? And just like,
right?
Yeah. So
you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody.
Boy, they just know we somebody, especially in two of us together. Like. Separately, they know we somebody, even if they don't know us, even if they've never heard of Maddie M. O.G., they know, like, together, these people should not be together. Like, these two people, they're like yin and yang, but they both have this attitude. They should not be together. So I'm going to stay away from these people. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do whatever they say. Just don't hurt me, like, kind of shit. So, yeah, you can only do that. Like, next time I'm going to come chill with you, man. Honestly, and have a chill ass vacation.
Yeah, for sure. Because I mean, I don't play it like that. But you know, like, I'll take you out back and let you shoot at some shit.
Yeah, the therapy, man.
You know.
Anyway,
I mean, seriously,
I
it is therapeutic.
Up, yeah, no, 100%. It's better than having OG like swinging his gun around. Then it's better just to shoot at, like, a tree or some shit. Anyway, yeah. But I wanted to say, if anyone seen Shell's costume for Halloween, it is ridiculous. And if anyone's seen pictures of the party that Shell's threw on Halloween, you guys, like, check out those pictures, man. Because this family goes all out. And then there's me. I put this mask on, and I walked my nephews around to get candy. But, man, that party must have been lit. Yo, was it? It must have been lit, dude.
Well, you know, here's the thing. So just so everybody knows, I mean, I love making memories for my kids, right? Because I'm mm-hmm. only going to get a portion of their life where they're going to be home, and they have to do what I do, right? So I really do enjoy it, and it has become so cool for them to be like, oh, Mom, you know, we're having a Halloween party this year, right? But I want everybody to understand that it's just my kids. I don't have, like, a huge group of people that come by or anything like that, you know?
Well, that's what's even crazier, though, the amount of effort you put in, the decoration. See, I love people like that because my mom was like, you know, my parents were. Well, anyways, they had the means to celebrate stuff because when they were young and they were broke, they came from two broke families. So when they finally made some cash, my mom and my dad decided to celebrate every holiday. You know what I'm saying? No matter how small. Like, we still do Easter egg hunts sometimes. You know what I mean? My dad's looking at shaking at her head. And, yeah, but I love people who celebrate everything in life because it breaks up your year. You know what I'm saying? If you're only looking for one vacation a year or whatever, you can make mini vacations at home. You know what I'm saying? And just you can be crafty and make your own decorations and do whatever. I love people like that. So, but when I saw those pictures of that party girl, oh, damn. And that costume of yours is lit up. Let's see. Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
So I love, like I said, I love holidays. And I think that, you know, a lot of people are like, why do you just do that for your family? That's a lot of effort. But why wouldn't I want to do that for the people that I love the most compared to strangers? Right? So, I mean.
Yeah, hon, can I say one quick thing and I want you to continue? I didn't like one thing you said when you said you're only going to be a part of your kid's life for so long. Those boys and that girl are going to be back to you every holiday
they can.
So you're not
Maddie,
losing
that
them,
I said they. Let me correct you there. I said I will only have them with me so long that they have to do what I do. I'm meaning, like, live at home.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you
yeah. My
saying?
Bad.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, anyways, continue with what you were saying.
Saying that, you know. So in life, some people get a chance to have all these great experiences and travel the world and have money to go do everything. I don't have that. But I'm going to tell you something. I have an abundance of love for my children, and I have a very creative mind. And I know that whatever mm-hmm. I do, I can make it look amazing for a memory for them. Because honestly, you guys, if you think back to last year, you're not going to remember specific days, what you were doing, what things looked like, unless it was like Christmas or Thanksgiving or a birthday where people mm-hmm. made it a holiday to remember, right? So ever since they were little, because we do live out in the country, there's really not, we don't get trick-or-treaters out here, right?
Yeah,
so,
if they are, you don't want them in Jason.
Right, for a fact. So we used to take the kids down to a neighborhood and let them trick-or-treat, and then we would come back. Well, then I would have the Halloween party where we would do spooky movies, and then I would make all those things that you saw on the video. You all can go to my mm-hmm. Instagram, sideways.topstar, or you can go to Sideways with SM on Twitter or X, formerly known as Twitter, and see the pictures and things I did. And, you know, all of that stuff. So what I do, Maddie, is every holiday after the holiday's over with, I go and I buy the stuff when it's discounted to like 75%, 80%, 90%.
Oh, my mom
off,
does
right?
that too. Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. Anyone who doesn't do that is an idiot. Sorry. You got to
right.
do that.
Right. Well, if you're not having a party, you might as well, right? So
yeah.
This year it was a little bit different because I did take some of the creepy crepe sheet stuff. And I hung it from the ceiling, which added a little bit of an effect to it. It looked really cool, I thought, because I put bats in it and stuff. And every year I just keep accumulating more and more cool stuff. So Cracker Barrel has this. I know you all are not going to believe me, but it's Cracker Barrel, I promise you. They have got this skeleton chandelier. And it has skulls all around it, and it lights up, and it plays music, and it's got a crepe on it. It's $80, right? So I am watching that mofo like a hot, because as soon as it goes down to 75% off, that's going to be my chandelier next year, and I can't wait. I'm so excited about it. But
yeah,
you should
be telling your secrets to millions of people. But yeah, I can't wait to see that. Let me know when you figure that out.
And so I take a big staple is we always have Oreo dirt cake, right? Because they love Oreo dirt cake, and it goes with the theme of Halloween and the worms and zombies coming up. So I make that every year. I also take a pretzel stick, and I take string cheese, and I cut the string cheese thing in half, and then I kind of ravel it out a little bit. I put the pretzel stick down in it and take a green onion and tie around it, and it looks like a broom, like a witch's broom.
For real?
It's really cool. And I take tangerines, and I take the top of a pretzel. I peel them. I take the top of a pretzel rod, and I put it on top of the tangerine so it looks like a pumpkin. And then I take hot dogs, and I take the crescent rolls, and I cut them into thin little pieces, and I make them look like mummies. And then the drink this year, I made a witch's brew, which my ice cubes, I got this ice cube maker, which was skulls, and they were like complete skulls. But it was like $8 for this little ice cube thing. And I was like, man, I'm not paying $24 for three of them. So it only makes four ice cubes at a time. So I was making ice for like 3 or 4 days. You know what I'm saying? But you put the ice cubes down in, and the drink was made out of grape soda, club soda, and pineapple juice with green sherbet on top. And then it had the skulls floating in the drink. It was pretty cool.
I know you're on a tangent right now, and I love it. But why don't you tell the people about, weren't you like top 95% of most viewed photos on Google?
Yeah.
This year?
Okay,
didn't they just send you some?
Google.
So tell people,
tell
people where to find you.
All right, so you can actually just look up Shellbug, S-H-E-L-L-B-U-G, on Google. And it's in the maps where you can and follow people. And actually, you know, it's funny that you said that because today I got another notification. Hold on a minute, and I'll tell you. Let's see. Do-do-do. So I have 2,685,013 people that have viewed my photos month.
No doubt.
This month. Yeah.
Okay.
And I am in the top 10% of all Google users worldwide for reviews and photos. And I'm in the top 20% of all steakhouse reviewers worldwide. Worldwide.
Yeah.
That is
That's
pretty
what I'm
dope.
Saying, man. So check out her stuff, guys, because obviously you just heard what she's been creating, which is crazy. I think you should patent half the shit. I guess you can't patent a crap, can you?
Really. Right, you can't really do that.
Anyways,
but I
do think that you should start your own craft show, though. That'd be kind of dope.
You know,
man.
My son said that. He said, he was like, Mom, you know, you're not rich. I was like, thank you, son, I know that. And he was like, but, Mom, you make the coolest things when it comes time for holidays. And it would be really cool if you started your own channel and showed people how to do these different things. So they could be balling on a budget, too.
100%. I think that's honestly the greatest idea ever. I mean, just listening to you, I would tune in. And I'm an artist, but I'm definitely not crafty. I'd probably get those plastic scissors, you know? Anyway, but I think you should definitely do that stuff. That's food for thought, girl.
I really do, and the look on the kids' face when the stuff's done, and I'm talking my kids are 15, 18, and 22 now, and they still love walking in, seeing all the stuff, eating the food that's cool, you know. I mean, it takes a few days to prep everything and do everything. And especially, you know, I don't want to hear people say, oh, I can't do it because I'm just, you know, I'm more out, I can't blah, blah, blah. Guys, listen, I go through, I'll be at the hospital, come back, and then go to my cancer appointment, come back and work on it. It's all about something that you take your mind and you put it towards a goal that brings happiness in others' lives. And it's just a great thing. And I get, like, when some people saw the video that I posted, Maddie, a lot of people were like, why didn't you invite me? Like, you know, I would have came. It looks so dope. How many people did you have? I'm like, five, you know.
Well, that's what I was five thinking about. People? I'm like, shit, I should have took a flight down there, but I didn't know you were just doing it for your family. So that's crazy. Yeah, everyone got to check out this video first. Check out her costume.
So that,
it's
and the
just
costume,
incredible.
Guys, it was a Ouija board poncho, which was so cool. And then I got these hands. It was a hand choker to where the hands actually looked like they were wrapped around your neck. And then I had, like, this thing that went on your wrist that looks like the bones, and you put it on your fingers. So it looks like your bones are sticking out of your fingers. And then I had a snake on the other side. You know, I love doing this stuff because it's so fun. It's just so fun. So, you know, Thanksgiving's coming up. And although I don't obviously have all the spooky decorations like you get to for Halloween, that's why I love Halloween so much, is because you get to just let your imagination roll and you just, you know, have so much different things that you can put up. Like, you know, I tried to this year get the blood bags again, because you could actually get things that look like blood bags and put the drinks in them, and those are so fun. And, you know, for adults, you can make them with jello shooters or whatever. And it's just a lot of fun. Just always make memories, guys, because I promise you, that's the one thing that people are going to remember. Every year, you're going to remember that one thing. And then as you get older, you're going to remember those things. The kids, I look at the pictures on my Facebook that pop up, you know, and I see how they've grown and the different ways, like how they carved their pumpkins to begin with. And they look like a big blob on the front. And then how they've, you know, gone up to, like, making, like, Darth Vader and shit. And it's just really cool. And it's something that, you know, you can always look at. So enough about my Halloween party, even though it is the spooky hump day, right? So, I just love it. But I'm going to bring on, you know, I tried to get Suck It Up to get me a picture, Maddie. A scary picture.
Oh,
right?
Oh, of the,
yeah,
oh,
so,
yeah.
So I could put him.
Well, you're lucky you got mine.
Yeah, well, I waited too long, you know. I admit it was my fault. But I had a artist that was supposed to be on here tonight, and they called and canceled because they got too drunk last night. And they had been up for 3 days. They said they didn't think they would be good interview material, which I appreciate, you know, whatever.
I feel that 100%. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
I feel that. Yeah.
So let me tell you about this new... vape pen I got. It is called Peaches and Cream. And it should be called Is Shelly's Dream after it, okay? Because it is 90% THC. And when you hit it, it is amazing. It is like something has exploded in my mouth. Okay, that didn't sound good. That was wonderful. But it's got Hillfire, Rock on Hillfire, Peaches and Cream, Vape. Dude. You have got a believer out of me. The thing is, when you get these, a lot of times, you know, they change so much that once they run out, they don't ever get the same one again, right? So it sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks because I love something so much. And it helps with the pain. It helps with the nausea. You know, and it gives you a whole body, like, relaxation because, you know, this week is when I get to the cancer center all week. So I'm there 6 to 8 hours a day getting my infusions. And they suck, man. My body feels like acid's being poured on the inside of my bones, burning away. you know? And so I'll hit this real good before I go in, take my medicine that I'm prescribed, and then they give me Benadryl, Zofran, and steroids through the IV, and it knocks me out, and I sleep through the whole thing, except for today, but that was a whole other story. I left my medicine at home. I forgot to take it with me, and so they wouldn't give it to me, and I tried to go ahead and make it through the infusion, but I only got halfway, and I ended up, I had to go over to the urgent care and get my pills that I take for pain. That's all they had to do was give me one pill that I take for pain, and they finished my infusion, but they wouldn't do it, so I had to go over to urgent care, tell them to stop the infusion because my blood pressure had gone up to 290 over 196. My face and my whole body was red. My pulse was 170. You know what I'm saying? And it's because my body, when it's getting this infusion, it's trying to reject it, you know? So it's like my body goes into this fight. And the doctor was like, well, I don't feel comfortable giving it. I'm like, dude, I'm fucking here 8 hours. I'm prescribed the medication. It's like I'm asking for a morphine drip. You know what I mean? It was crazy. So I told him, I was like, well, urgent care and get a fucking one pill. How, what a loser I look like, right? Because I could not even ride home 2 hours feeling like that. I mean, I was in tears, dude.
And then you still come and you program a radio show. So big ups. Yeah, you're straight up G, dog.
Thank you. All right, so let's bring on.
Yeah, my bad.
Talk it up on this
smoothie home. Yo. Yes. Fuck it up. What's going on? Hump Wednesday. Hey, Maddie Mac. Welcome back, Maddie Mac. Welcome back, Shell.
Yo, thank you, brother.
Happy Halloween.
You did a pretty
Halloween
damn good job.
You know, blessings. You know how we do. We got to come through. If one's down, two got to come through, right? Right, Shell?
See that.
You know, I hope everyone's doing good out there, to all the listeners, too, as well. I'm gravy. I'm doing good. I'm blessed. Taking steps ahead. You know, I got other good things. I don't want to say anything, you know, but other than that, I'm doing good. Maddie Matt, how's everyone doing? How you guys doing?
What'd you do for Halloween, homeboy? I in my mind, I was trying to think about what the fuck would he do for Halloween?
That's a good question. That's an excellent good question. You know, I just basically said, you know, I just kept it mellow. You know, just kept it mellow indoor. Wasn't thinking about the spending. You know, I just kept it mellow, to be honest with you.
That's good.
And, you know, last time I was out, you know, doing all the spending the year prior, you know, spending that year, you know what I'm saying? But this year I kept it mellow.
Well, I was kind of noticing, too, that even my parents said, because they live in a wealthy neighborhood, and I live in a wealthy neighborhood, and there was nobody out. Like, and the weather wasn't bad here. It was above zero, which is, you know, it was good weather, but no one came out. No one decorated this year. Usually in my neighborhood, Shells have seen pictures of, but they all decorate like they spend like 5 G's on their front of their house, but no one did anything this year. And I was scared.
People,
like I said, I kept it down.
Yeah, they're trying
people
to get it in
scared
now.
Of letting their kids go around, man.
It's trick or treat, you know what I'm saying? It's trick or treat, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, my son actually, I thought he was going to reach out to me, you know, to do some trick or treating, you know what I'm saying? But I hooked up with him the day before, you know, so that was pretty cool, hanging out with my youngest, but prior to the his Halloween, because that's one of his favorite, I want to say holidays, if you can say it that, but yeah, he, you know, I try to do before, you know, before the I want to say the excitement, the event, you know, that part. But
yeah.
Other than that, let me see here. I got some headlines. This is Fuck It Up, Fuck Up of the Week. First headline, we got one headline. Woman who married herself, now divorcing herself after meeting someone else. Second headline, you got to catch that one, right?
Bro. If I could marry myself, I 100% would do that. I wouldn't even sign a prenup.
Will you repeat that?
Okay, Albert. Yes, I got you.
Yeah, repeat it. That was awesome.
All right, first headline. Woman who married herself, now divorcing herself after meeting someone else.
Well,
bro, it's the best shit ever. And you know what? I would ask for a prenup too on my if I marry myself. I would
like,
make
how
myself
would
sign
even,
a prenup.
How would you let you? How would they even let
yeah,
you
yo,
marry
where,
yourself? Has the world
yo,
gone
Milton,
that
Milton,
crazy?
Where is this at? Milton, where is this at? Where is this at? Like,
nah,
where is this at?
This is just like a mirror. This is just basically a mirror. It's all it is. Just like a headline. Wow. I'll send it to you guys. Yeah, I'll send it to
no,
you
No, but
guys.
Where was it based out of? Like, what city so, was this, man? What country?
Actually, this was just basically off of, let me see here. Hold on 1 second.
No,
hold on.
I think that's just
so
crazy.
My mom just told me that, because see, I'm walking through the kitchen, right?
It's,
and
ladies first.
Go ahead.
No, ladies first. Moms, what's going on with moms?
Anyway, she said she saw something like this on TV this past week, or somebody. Where they were marrying themselves. No. Hold on. I'm going to let mom. Hey, listen. Mom's going to make a special appearance on the side.
Oh,
my. No, I just tell them. I mean, it's not a video or anything, Mom. So you can tell them what you saw on TV. You all, this is my mother, the whole reason why you all are blessed with me every week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
All right.
Okay. About 3 weeks ago, I'm they on. Had a program on with Pi. With two women that were there to marry themselves, and they had written up their own ceremony type thing of what they were going to do for themselves. And
this is so crazy.
Yes, it's bizarre.
So you heard it right here on Sidewalk yeah. from Mom.
I'll tell you why
you
I
know?
Got it here.
They did. It was a headline. A headline.
Yeah. It says 50 mental headlines made dope people wonder. That's what it is basically. For everything I get it from Google. Google is your friend.
No, that's okay,
yeah,
man.
I'm
alone, man.
Yeah, okay. So
second headline.
That's the whole thing Ladies is first. Crazy to me. That's crazy to me. I don't know. So how would you, Maddie, how would you, and suck it up, how would you do tax returns with that shit?
You got to go to a professional.
I'm guessing maybe that's why they're doing it. You get benefits, man. You say you have
right,
one
so
dependent, which is your ass.
Like, if you yeah. are able to marry yourself, why wouldn't everybody be doing that so they could get married tax exemptions and still be legally one person?
That part. I don't think everyone knows they can marry themselves.
Yeah, I don't know. This is news to me, man. I would
Hold
done
on,
that a
Mom.
Long time ago,
Mom came out here. Mom, you can tell them what you just said. Hold on.
It gives a whole new meaning to your to till death do we part.
Oh, that's crazy. That is so funny, Mama. I love you, Doug. I hope you feel better, Mama. Anyways, yo. So honestly, I would just marry myself and then just cheat on myself with other people, like 100%.
Right. And then you got your time.
And then hire a private investigator. Yeah, hire a private investigator to find out who's cheating on me with me.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, dude.
That's your world right there. That's your world, man.
Yeah, this is a conundrum, dog. Like, real talk.
Oh, that's my word. That's my word right there. It
oh,
is.
I think
like,
that was
like,
so funny. No, I think that's so funny what your mom said. It gives a new meaning to death to us part. Then again. But then again, you never part, would you?
Right.
Oh, my God.
You
got to
make that
part. Okay.
It's like stupid. The whole thing is stupid. The world has come to stupidity and ignorance without any kind of common sense.
Oh.
I mean, it's so insane to me. Literally, and you guys, you know I'm stomping in on the headlines, but you know, we haven't been here for a few weeks, so I've got a whole I'm on one tonight. So
you
anyway,
got time,
the freaking bro. Yeah. So this the thing that gets me with the world is that, you know, every person out there, there's like this gap of ages, okay? You've got like from the ages 60 to up to whatever, okay? From 60 up, they have a whole mental mindset than we have, right? But
they're baby boomers,
like,
man. They're the best.
Right. But then you go from, then there's like 55 to 60, because between 55 and 60, there's still a little bit of a difference, and you can always tell when you go from the 55 below or the 60 up. It's just different, right? So you've got that little group. Then you've got the group, you know, people. It's just insane to me. Okay, so ages probably, I'm going to say 30 to 50, right? Our age group. And maybe a little bit older than 30. But our mentality, our thought process is completely different than it is for the people that are 29 and below, let's say 29 to 18.
True that. I agree with you. I think there's always been a disconnect, but not such a major disconnect. Then you have it right. I think now I'm thinking you have it right. From our generation, Shells, to the one underneath us is a complete change, because I think so much technology in the world, whatever it is.
Well, it's not only that, but so much acceptance of bullshit, so much acceptance of not being able to say no and not get in trouble, so much acceptance.
Parents are pushing,
of,
man.
Let me tell you all something. My child,
kind of
this literally happened to me this past month, okay? My son Jacob, is 18 years old, all right? Some of you all know and some of you don't, Jacob has cerebral palsy. It's mild, but it does affect him, okay? His thought process is different than our thought process. But you know what? This is the way I think. Everybody thinks differently. So I don't like to put that on him. The thing is that he will say what he feels if you ask him. But I'm that way. If you ask me a question and you want me to tell you, if you ask me, I'm going to tell you the truth. It might not be what you want to hear. It might be completely off the wall what you thought I was going to say. But if you ask me point blank, I'm going to tell you, right? But he also has a crazy sense of humor, okay? His sense of humor is a little different. You know how everybody has different types of sense of humor. Like there's dark humor, there's like lighthearted humor. You get what I'm saying. There's different types of humor. So it's how
there's joke humor. He's witty, right? Like he comes up with
Yeah. Well, when they did his testing, and I'm not like literally the school psychologist of the whole state and the school guidance counselor, which was just for that district for the high schools. When we sat down and had a meeting, they told me he is beyond a genius level on all testing. Any test that he's taken,
no doubt,
he's the highest on ACTs, SATs, and every state test and nationwide test that they have to take. And she told me, she said, Shelly, I'm being honest with you, he's a genius. With that does stupid mistakes, right? He just, but anyway, I'm not going to get into all that. But he's very smart. But he loves people.
Well, that's right.
You understand? He is very kind to people, and he likes to joke around, right? And if something hurts somebody and he doesn't think it's going to, he apologizes without being told to, right? He has empathy. Mm. Well, they're in the hallway. It's decorated for Halloween and all that stuff. And this kid is walking into the line, and they've joked around with each other before, right? I guess the kid was having a bad day, whatever. But my son said, hey, Jeffrey Dahmer. Okay. All the students got completely around him, quiet, because the boy flipped out. Like, completely had a meltdown. And Jacob was like,
"Oh, really,
man?" I'm like, "Yeah, he did." Jacob was like, "Man, I was just kidding with you, man. I didn't mean nothing by it. It's just, it's Halloween. We were standing here, and
yeah,
I looked
Halloween
over with your glasses
like...
on, and you kind of looked like him. You know what I mean?" And so he was just, he's like, "So I was just joking with you. I'm sorry." Right? Well, mm-hmm. two students that were in the area of where he was with everybody else went and told the principal what Jacob had said. And then the principal called in the student that it was said to. Then she called in my student, my son. Now, you guys, one of Jacob's things is communication, okay? Because he will not look at you when he talks to you. He looks down or to the side. When I was a kid, it was always, "You look at me while I'm talking to you," right? Or you go, "It's fine."
Right.
You're going to show respect. I had to, so it really bothered me because for years I was like, "You're going to be on timeout if you don't look at me when you talk to you. I'm going to smack your butt if you don't look at me when I talk to you." You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't beat my kid, but, like, I wanted him to learn respect. So I literally went to the doctor, and I asked him, I said, you know, and I explained the whole looking at me thing. He was like, "Yeah, I was taught like that, too. That's how we were taught." He said, "But this is part of his disease." He literally, the reason he does that is because he's focusing off of everything and trying to figure out which answer he wants to give because he processes what you say if you ask a question, and then he processes all the answers on what would be the outcome before he answers you.
But that's a genius. When I was young, I never looked at anybody. I always got the same shit. "Oh, you have to look at me. You have to look at me." To this day, I have to force myself to look at someone's nose because that's the closest thing to their eyes. And it's not because
right.
I'm ashamed to say what I have to say or anything. I'm not hiding. I focus on either their forehead or their nose.
Right, forehead, in between their eyebrows. Ever look into, always like,
what? Yeah, exactly. I never fucking look at people when I talk to them in the eyes because,
now,
honestly,
I do
happy
now.
People
when
don't
I'm serious
deserve around
fuck,
respect.
I'm looking at you in the eyes. And you're going to see my beam of death going through your pupils. But
yeah,
anyway.
I wouldn't want to see that, but let's hope that day never comes.
Oh, I really get when
yeah,
I get that mad, it's bad. So anyway, when I went to the doctor and I talked to him, he said literally that's what he's doing. And I said, "Man, I get it, but I don't know that that's what it is." He said he probably does it sometimes, you know, just to irritate you. But honestly, that's how he answers. He said, "Here, I'll prove it to you." And we were sitting there, and they were asking questions. I was outside, and one of the, you know, that you can see through the mirror type thing, but they can't see you. And so, anyway, I was
shit?
In. Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
American,
I mean, it was at a college. This is at a college when we went to there. It wasn't in the high school. This is when he went and had his testing because I wanted to,
you
know, because I think he's being a fucking smart ass. And so it was a way for me to help learn how to cope with what I needed to cope with, too, because if you don't know
okay, so what
something
happened?
Is. Oh, yeah. So sorry. So anyway, what happened was
no.
when the psychiatrist asked him, let me tell you before I get, psychiatrist asked him, ask him questions. And then Jacob stopped looking down and was talking. And the psychiatrist said, "Stop right there and tell me why you chose to look down." He said, "Man, I don't know. I just do that because that's the way I focus. And the reason why I say that is because in this scenario, it could have been blue, but it could have been down. In this scenario, it could have been blue, it could have been up, it could have been down." You see what I'm saying? Like different answers to whatever the question was. And so he really does have that issue. So when we were sitting in there and they were talking, and they had called me, and they said they had called Jacob in, right, to speak to him because he called this child, he said he called him Jeffrey Dahmer. And I was like, okay, and I mean, I get that's not a great thing to say, but, and she said, he called him a serial killer.
Maybe he's right. Like, maybe Jacob, like, saw this dude and was watching him. He's like, yo, this dude's going to turn out to be a fucking Jeffrey Dahmer,
well,
man. Maybe he's
Jacob,
right.
Time
will tell.
He said, Jacob said that he didn't, you know it's going to bother him. He was just joking. And that he apologized in the hallway to him. And she said, and I told him he needs to look at me because I'm speaking to him, and he would not look at me. And I said, okay, you do realize about a week ago when we had a call about him, because Jacob does not get his ass to school before 9 a.m., ever, okay? It's just something with getting him up. It's just the way it is, and I tried everything in the world. So I finally got the doctor to write it, you know, because it's medicine, it takes a little bit to get him up, whatever. So, anyway, Jacob, I told the principal and everybody at that school, if you call my son into the office, please call me first, because I don't want there to be an issue. I want to be present when he is questioned and when questions are being given to him, because where he has cerebral palsy, sometimes things come off a different way, and it would aggravate and upset the situation altogether. For instance, like we had last week, because like I said, there was an incident the week before. I don't remember what it was. I'm going to take this for a minute. So anyway, she said, well, let me just hold it. Okay, thank you. She said, well, I was not notified of that. And I said, well, I said, that's pretty convenient because, you know, last year Jacob was assaulted by a kid out here, well, an adult, because it's a career technical school that he goes to. So there are adult classes out there for, like, well-being or whatever. And he's a senior, so he's taken networking. So he breaks computers down, puts them back together, breaks game systems down, how to code them, all that shit, right? So the kid attacked him last year because his girlfriend said that he said something to her. And so this 22-year-old, and he was like 6'7", man, probably not that tall, but he's taller than Michael, and Michael's 6'3", okay? So he was a tall boy. And he was a country boy. You know, we're country out here. So we get a little rough, right? The guys get a little rough when they get rough. So he followed my son all the way out the hallway screaming at him, hey, fucking punk, you know, all kinds of bullshit, all the way out the school. And then when they got outside, the guy, when Jacob went to go get into the van, the guy came over and got in his face. And because Jacob has CP, a lot of people do not know what he's capable of. They think that he's weak, okay? My son lifts weights, runs, walks, push-ups, all that shit every day, y'all. Anyway, I know, Maddie. I'm sorry. I'm on a ramble. But the kid's strong, mentally and physically, right? So the guy came, and he was like, man, don't get in my face. And then the guy put his finger up in his face. So Jacob took his arm up to go push the other arm down for his finger to get out of his face. He said, I told you to get out of my face. About that time, the other guy shoved him and pushed him so hard that my son had on a really nice leather jacket that, like, motorcyclers would wear in case they go off a bike, you know? It was from, Harley Davidson.
Yeah.
But we had it custom made at one of the farmers out here, right? So, anyway,
pushing so hard that it ripped the jacket?
It busted the jacket and cut his elbow. He leaned it on his elbow, trying to catch himself. Cut his elbow and knocked a piece out of it. Like it chipped it off. And then my brother got out of the car and was like, hey, man. No, my brother's next to Reen, and he don't give a fuck, right? And sorry.
Yeah, your brother's crazy.
Yeah, so he gets out, and he's like, what the fuck do you think you're doing, man. That's my fucking nephew there. You're fucking, what, 25 years old, beating on somebody or trying to beat on somebody? And Jacob was like, man, I'll get, and he was like, no, you don't need to be fighting on school fucking property. And what the fuck is it all over anyway? Like, and the guy was like, fuck you. And my brother's like, fuck you. Like, you know, back forth. Good point, right? Finally, a principal or a teacher or somebody finally comes out after about 15 minutes of this shit going on. Now, this is after my son had already been chased down the hallway outside and then pushed, assaulted.
Yeah.
Right? Nobody paid attention to that. But you're going to call my son in because two other students came to your office because he called a boy Jeffrey Dahmer joking around.
So we're getting back to our point where this is like a pussy-ass like thing now. Like, everyone's such a pussy. Like, honestly,
yes.
I guarantee
so weak.
your boy,
it's so
I guarantee this dude's going to be Jeffrey Dahmer. Like, this is probably called it out correct, dog. People should watch.
Man.
Like, honestly, people should watch this kid.
It is
if,
so
if your boy called
weak,
Jeffrey
raising
Dahmer.
Such a snitch-ass, just they-know-it-all-ass, idiotic, no common sense, idiot. So,
yeah.
So my point was, and Jacob told the principal. Now, I will say this, okay? My son is like me when it comes to being hard-headed, right?
Mm.
He's probably worse than me because of what goes on with his body. And I do have issues with it. Maddie, fuck it up. You all know that I have been like, oh, my God, I don't know what the fuck to do, right? Milton, you get it, right? You have a son that has special needs too, correct?
Exactly.
So you have situations that come up too that you have to deal with. And Milton, do you agree that society today is pushing to be pansy-ass, non-fucking-empathetic, non-anything assholes? Like, they are focusing on the most dumb stuff and then the real stuff that could be a real fucking problem is being thrown out the window because I didn't call him he or she him or they them or that. That
wow.
damaged their
Yo,
life
so
forever.
This is a good point.
And you're going to
so
let
I
everything
like how,
else
I,
that happened go away. And well, let me tell you real
yeah,
quick.
So this is what,
so what Jacob said. I'll quit after this and you can tell me, I promise. So Jacob told the principal. He said it, matter of fact. He said, uh-huh. And he sat there a second, and the principal said, Jacob, I was asking you a question, and all you said was, uh-huh. He said, yes, you've got to give me a minute. And I told her right then, I said, see, that's one reason you're supposed to be calling me in here before you have a conversation with him. So I can remind you of these things because you do deal with so many students that, you know, it's good to know who you're dealing with and how to deal with them when you're dealing with something like this, right? I was trying to put it off to where, you know, I need her so bad and it's really bad that they didn't call, I'm so sorry, type shit. So maybe she would have a little bit respect, you know? But I'm not going to say all that shit. Anyway, Jacob said, so you're telling me that last year when the kid was yelling at me, running down the hallway and assaulting me, and nobody did anything about it until my mother called. And I went back there the next day, but there was nobody there. Anyway, and he said, but I jokingly, in the middle of the hallway, he said, I was joking with the kid. And I know it hurt him because as soon as I said it, the way he reacted, he said, common sense, but I guess most people don't have that anymore, to know when something's wrong. So I told the man, I told the boy, that we have, and I said, mind you, or he said, mind you, we have spoke before and joked together before. He said, I told the boy I was sorry, and he was calming down. He was okay when he went to class. But two people come in and tattletale that I said something, and then you want to give me in-house suspension. But it was nothing that was planned or premeditated to ruin this kid's life. And he said, you know, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. She was like, well, you know, this boy has money issues, and he's very worried about his self-appearance, and he has a little bit of a mental issue, autism. And Jacob was like, I know that. We're in the same to where they, you know, if you have autism, you have to go and take a special test, and they see where you fit in among the other students before they put you in your classrooms, right? So he said, we took the same test together, so I know that he does. But we have joked together before, like I said. And the principal was like, well, Jacob, then I told you that I was going to give you in-house suspension for the rest of the day, and you told me, no, you're not. Because I'm not going to in-house detention. I will go back to my class and finish my work, or you can call my mother and tell her why I'm walking home. And
yeah, well,
the principal said, go, leave. So when she called me, she told me that he had caught a kid, Jeffrey Dahmer, which I literally almost, I did almost like, what the hell, out loud. Or is that it? Like, you know, but I'm not trying to put another way a person feels down. Maybe that person just has a really bad problem with Jeffrey Dahmer. You know, like, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, okay. So we get the point. The point is,
yeah.
I think it'd be better. I think what you're saying is, I think if Jacob identified as transsexual, he would be all over the news. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like
crazy,
so,
man.
people who actually have real problems. Like a guy gets beat up, right? But someone else can say, like, what I think you're trying to say is what I'm trying to say is that I think everyone, they're worried about the wrong things now. Abuse on people should be abuse on people. There shouldn't be one more popular group to be abused on because it makes headlines. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, but what I'm saying
is that everyone's gone too far with everything, dude.
We are completely building a generation of people that are weak, that bend to whatever anybody says. That people do not think on their own.
Yeah. But you gotta understand that these principals aren't always at fault because they have so much pressure on them to act in this new, which is where we're going with this conversation, is to act in this new pussy-ass way that everybody has feelings. Everyone does have feelings. Everyone should be treated the same. I don't see how other people get better respect more than others. So, yeah, there's a lot of stress on these principals, a lot of stress on people. Like, they don't know what to do. Is this too hot to touch? You know, which issue should I – who am I going to get yelled at today? I think that's
right, and I get that. I get that.
Back in the day, we used to get our ass whooped. Back in the day, I would be more scared of my parents coming home than what the principal ever did to me because my parents would whoop my ass. Like, that was it. Yeah, that was it. That was the thing. You did something wrong. You did that. There was no did they have like feelings? Did they have what? Fuck that. You did something wrong. That was your shit. That's what you got the punishment with, right? That's why we run this show. That's why we are able to live and how you, I don't have any children, it's how you are able to teach your child to stand up for himself and do stuff.
They made me feel as if I was in the wrong because I wasn't like, oh, my God, you're kidding me. You got to be kidding me. How awful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
I mean,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Because you got to understand that's their response. 95% of parents do the same thing. And then you got that 5% of parents who are going to be like, yo, man, like, you know, I'll handle this at home. I remember, like, my parents used to say that. They'd get called in, and I was always in trouble. Always. Always. That's my mom. You can call her right now. You got a number. I used to carve my name into the corners I was put into. And then I had my own little butt cheeks in the principal's front office sofa. She was always called in. She always said, I'll handle this at home. You know, I think that everyone should just be stronger people, dude.
Well, I know, guys, that I've talked a whole lot tonight, and I'm sorry, but these are real issues that I know I'm not the only one dealing
it's
with.
Good. Get it off
and,
your chest. Do that.
And, you know, and when you have, I mean, suck it up. You still with us?
I don't know. Fuck it up. Are you making that? Are you making that noise in the background, dude? Are you like playing ping pong or something?
No. Did you hear me back here? No. I'm doing dos muchos over here. Like
that's
because
me.
I'm not. Moving,
well,
I stay sober. You know, I stay sober.
Oh, sorry,
but
buddy,
today,
I mean millions.
Yeah. No.
Oh, it's okay.
Go ahead and smoke, man.
Sorry.
It's a relaxed night. Go ahead and smoke.
It's okay, but yeah, you know, I did a smoking a little bit before the my headlines. And, no, I was just looking for something. I ended up finding.
Oh
yeah,
I know I interrupted everything. But I was really wanting
man.
To. I don't know. I'm gonna stop after this next 2 minutes. Okay, so what I was saying is, you have a special needs child too, and do you not think that if in 80% or 75% of the situations that our kids are in, if these other people that are in their lives will learn how to deal with the way they are and manage it before going into the process, would it not help the situation?
Yes, most definitely. So those of you need to listen out there. If you have a special,
you're breaking up.
Can you
man.
See the? Okay,
yeah,
you can you hear me
up
that better?
Again? Yeah.
If you guys hear me? Okay. This is important topic right here, you know. Yes,
yeah,
I have a special needs son. I love both my boys. Like they're how can I put this? Like they're my kings, right? So I put them first before myself, right? So they gotta have before I have, right? So basically, you gotta give them green light always. Okay. So if you have an individual come to you speaking something that you don't know of, and it's just something that doesn't because they don't know how to make sense, right, because they have something going on with them. That's why it's really, really important to listen, right, before talking over someone. Just listen so you can hear the story, right? Then once you hear the story or hear what the person is trying to get across, then you can see how you can help them, right? Right?
Yeah.
But, yes, I go through it, Charles. I go through it every day, you know, and it's just like, right now, I'm dealing with a situation where my significant other, right, is telling my
Wait,
son
that
he needs
obituation?
To
go. Did you say obituation?
No. No, but you
That's
know,
so funny.
Situation.
That's funny
the
word.
Situation
go ahead.
The situation that I'm dealing with now, my ex is telling my son that he needs to grow up, right? He's special. How is he going to grow up if he's already special, okay? Let's get it straight.
Exactly.
Okay? He's already going to grow up as far as he can or until as far as he's able to deal with, right? And by anyone making these comments, no, it's just frivolous comments. If they're not good comments, it's not going to mean anything. Don't say it at all, right? Because you want something that went with some meaning, and you want the meaning that you're trying to get across to whoever you're trying to get that message across to, you want them to understand. Then you both can understand each other. But you got to listen first and see how you can help each other out. I'm with you, Shel. I'm with you 100%. I'm going through
hard.
It every day. It is.
It's very hard. And think how hard it is on them as a person because these people are not stupid, you guys.
No.
They aren't stupid.
That's right.
And they get affected by these things that you say, these words that you say, and they hold on to them. Do they not?
Yeah. Yes.
They hold
on
to those words.
It's really important, man. Everyone that has someone out there, like I'm dealing with a situation now. It's a situation. Michelle can vouch because I tell her everything, you know. And it's just like, hey, it's just, you know, we just got to be grounded. Ourselves be you know humble and true right and you know
right.
and just be put yourself in their shoes you know put yourself
learn
in their
learn how
in their,
to communicate learn
most
how definitely. To communicate with them especially if you are somebody that is in this person's life daily you need to know how they think so you can control the situation because
thank you.
You're not going to have any control over the situation if you come in and you say, and she was just very matter of fact and rude. And I told her, I was like, and then they were trying to get me to break to say what he did was totally wrong, okay? Yes, calling somebody a name is not right. I agree. That could be, like, it'd be like saying fat or ugly or whatever. I get it. It could affect that person that way. But they are people. They are humans. They do make mistakes. And he apologized to it. He did a rectification immediately when it happened. But come to find out, the school has implemented what I call a rat and tat program, a rat on and tattle. That's what I call it. Because if kids mm-hmm. come to the principal or a teacher and tell them a bullying situation, they get points. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the year, whoever has the most points gets a TV or a phone or something like that. So now we're doing, I mean, the Nazis did this to the Jewish children.
Is that for real?
Yes, for real. The Nazis did this to the
Jewish children, man.
To turn in their family.
Wow.
They would promise them things, basically, you know. And I'm sorry if you don't like that analogy, but that's actual facts. These are facts. So if you're going to a high school and you're telling, hey, if you see a bullying situation, no matter if it's been rectified or something minor like what happened with them, right, or all the way to huge, any kind of bullying situation or that could seem or be taken as being a bully, if you come to the teacher or the principal and you tell them what happened and they talk to the child of the situation in which it happened and they agree that, yes, it happened and this is how it made them feel, then you get points. And at the end of the year, whoever has the most points gets a phone or TV.
That's ridiculous.
I'm sorry. That is absolutely ridiculous. And so I went on to tell the principal, I said, let me tell you something. If you all can implement a program and be so on point with a program for bullying, which is great, but I don't think it's great that you're encouraging children to come and tattle and rat out things that can be handled in a situation where the two people can handle it themselves. I said,
right.
This was a situation that affected the child, a child that has – been in the same autism class at the beginning with my son.
Yeah.
So my son also has autism, okay? It's a form of autism. And you totally do not listen to the fact that I have been asking now if there is a situation that you call me in first and then we will call in Jacob, no matter what it is, right? And you can't get that, but you can get the points put on the board for a tattle. There's something wrong with that picture.
That's punk bitch shit, man.
Big time.
You know, and so here's what ended up, guys, and then we're going to play music and get on with it. But this is just a really important thing that is not talked about enough. And when it affects somebody daily, in their shoes, Jacob was literally upset that he hurt this person's feelings so bad that it went to all these extremes. But he talked to him, and it wasn't that it was so bad. It is that everybody else kept pushing and pushing and pushing the situation, okay? So it made it huge. It made it to a point where you have two kids come, talk to a principal. The principal calls in the parents, calls in the other student, calls in that student's parents, calls in two other guidance counselors, and then calls me. So I feel like I'm being attacked,
My
child's being attacked. And Jacob told me, he said, Mom, he didn't even take it as hard as they're making it. So he's like, yes, I can see where if somebody considers it very hurtful to them, then it's hurtful, and I apologize. He said, you know, but the thing is, Mom, I'm not doing in-house suspension. And I was like, Jacob, honey, you know, because what happened was we sat in there, and at the end of the conversation, they were very well aware if something else happens, they have to call me in. And the other thing is they told Jacob to go ahead and go to in-school suspension for the rest of the day, and it would be taken over with. Now, this is after he repeatedly said no, 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 right? So we thought he went, and I said, Jacob, are you going to go to in-house suspension? And he was like, yeah, that's what he said. I took it as a yes. Come to find out, he didn't go to in-house suspension. He went to his regular classes, and they didn't find out till the end of the day. They called me at the end of the day. Or no, I had went in to pick him up because I was heading to an appointment. And when I went to sign him out, they couldn't find him because he didn't go to in-house suspension. He went to his regular classes. So the principal called me yet again and said, you know, he didn't go to classes. And I said, do what? Or no, yes, I know. That's what I said. I said, do what to Jacob when he came in? I said, yes, I know. And I don't know how to rectify the situation because obviously he's not going to do in-school suspension. And I said, if you have to suspend him, then let's suspend him. And they suspended him for 3 days. So,
I just think it's totally unfair. I'm just blown away. I'm upset. You know what I'm saying? As a father, especially with a son with special needs, you know, I'm just upset. And it happens. And it just sucks. You know what I'm saying? It's like we got just keep on being strong, Shells. I think a letter to the school of everything that was just, you know, that you just stated, that would be, you know, remarkable.
I'm part of International Stop the Bullying and Violence Now, right?
Exactly. There
I'm
you go.
I'm part of a bullying company. It just, you know, my kids, they know about being bullied because, you know, Jacob even told them, and when we were sitting there, too,
Jacob's
thing,
not
that
like
was,
that.
You know, right.
Wow.
Jacob was like, you know, I don't say anything to people when they make fun of me when I have to wear my brace, you know, because he has to wear a brace sometimes on his legs if he's having a growth spurt or something. And
they're just picking on him, Shel. That's why I see it's just them. They're just picking on him. They see it's a way to pick on him to see how to get you to act, you know, indifferent. You feel me? To get you upset, you know, and it's not cool. It's not cool at all. Especially for them to take it out on him, because I know how Jacob's not like that at all. So we all can say that. So, you know, I'm just dumbfounded, to be honest with you. Just baffled. Like,
I'm just dumbfounded. You know, I'm dumbfounded. I know the situation you're going through, and it's dumbfounding to me how a parent of a child with special needs would think that they can tell them that they can't do this anymore, and they have to think this way, and that's the way it's going to be. So you're punishing somebody for them being who they are that they cannot help.
Thank you. And that's that. That you know,
you
I'm
do
about
have
to, cry.
To learn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Break it down.
I'm just
break
saying.
It down.
You,
no, break it
you know,
down.
These parents and people, adults, have to learn how to communicate and control the situation by the way the other person thinks.
Thank you.
They do not think like us. They are mentally unable to think with our thought process as we do because there is actually damage in the brain.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Hey, Shel, I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. I've been really listening because I didn't know how important this was to you guys. But do you ever think that they're just trying to get to you? You and I had this discussion before about
oh, yeah.
how once they found out that, yeah. Well, I think that might be a big part of it, too. The point is, everyone's a pussy in this world. And if you have problems, handle it like regular people, dude. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, your boy and that other boy, they had handled it. It was done.
Right.
And they didn't include you. This is what I'm getting. So it was finished, right? That's what regular kids do.
Right.
Especially when you're becoming adults. I mean, that's what kids do or
exactly.
adults do. I mean, adults
right.
do. I know, but maybe they just
resolution.
Pulled this stunt just to piss you off. Yeah, and that's something important that everyone needs to understand. But I think, honestly, we had this discussion before. I think that a lot of times, I think they just want to kind of piss you off. They know who you are. And you're not. They know who you are.
But
I think that might just be
know,
part of it. That's
it happens, though. It happens, though, with a lot of special ed children, with a lot of people with autism. You know, they become an adult, and, you know, my kid's already worried how he's going to fit in society, you know. He's already worried about things, like, that we don't have to worry about because we were blessed with a body that we are able to you know, be okay with in a mind most of the time.
I'm going through the same thing. I was going through the same thing.
And I know that, Milton, or fuck it up, I know that. And it breaks my heart even more in your situation because this is the child's mother that is telling him
you.
That you have to act a certain way and be a certain way and think a certain way.
She's saying you got to grow up. I'm like, how does a special needs son that you know that's special, but since he came out of your womb or a couple years after he came out of your womb, you know he's special. How all of a sudden he's 21, he needs just to snap into being normal?
This is his normal. You need to figure that out. You know, she and I just can't believe it, man. I'm sorry you're going through that, guys. And I just, you know, Maddie, thank you for having patience with me.
That's
I know
funny.
I went off on a tangent completely,
me
but
too. I learned a lot.
You know, it's so important. Yeah, it's so important that people understand that this is who they are, you guys. And it can be controlled. It's just you have
mm-hmm.
to learn how to go about it. You have to learn their way of thinking because
you
are able to. They are not. You cannot get diagnosed with any type of autism until you're 2 years old because they cannot put you through an MRI and the brain is not developed at enough point to where they can do it until they are two. You know, so even the first 2 years of life, when you're trying to figure it out, you know, I can remember trying different things to figure out different things for him. And that, why do you think that you were doing that? That's because you have to adjust to who they are.
Thank you.
You know? So you can't change that.
You will never be able to change
it. If you're dealing with somebody with special needs, you all really listen to what they say because they'll tell you.
Please. Yep. They need a friend.
All right.
They need a friend they can talk
to. They need friends.
They need someone to text
right.
to.
All they're people just like we are.
Facts.
You know, they want to have love. They want to have girlfriends or boyfriends or
facts.
Whatever.
And we'll never have.
You know,
they
want to drive a car, you know.
Yeah.
My son can't even drive until he gets a special knob put on the steering wheel because he has to have a different, more, you know, like the way his body reacts and thinks, right? He doesn't turn the wheel fast enough when it comes to a curve, you know? But if he uses that knob, it helps him. And, you know, guys, you don't know how hard it is when you have just these little things that you keep seeing that you take for granted. And, you know, it hurts as a mother because I can't even afford to do all of it right now. And you want to do nothing but help them have some form of a regular life because
yeah,
it's already hard enough.
Facts. Well, they got his video game.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go off that because I'm getting a little emotional.
Me too.
It's just so hard for
me. Do you want
me
to finish my headline?
Finish your headline. Sorry about that.
Oh,
I love you guys.
I'm getting
thank you, everybody out there in listener
guys,
land, because this was something very important, and I do appreciate you, all of you listening. So go ahead. Fuck it up. Sorry about that.
It's okay. You know, I'm with you. Second headline. Florida man steals a car, realize a baby is in it, drops baby off safely, and makes a getaway.
What?
Third headline.
Hey,
wow.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that.
Wow.
That's pretty nice of him, man. But where'd he drop the baby off, though?
Actually, he just dropped off safely, and he gets away. It is out of Florida. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Florida. Vegas, man. That's Florida.
It's going down in Florida.
Yeah, isn't it? Yo, bro, isn't half our headlines from Florida? Like, aren't half our headlines from Florida? Like, real talk.
Some,
when you think about
of
it.
The crazy ones, every time I'm looking at something crazy in Florida, man, everything is going down in Florida. Yeah, everything's going down in Florida.
No, you've got Cuba right there, you know what I'm saying? And the Keys and all the other islands you get to, they run amok up in that place.
That's true. I'll do more searching. Right now, I got the last headline, guys. So,
all right.
Zoo separates five parrots after birds were caught engaging
each other to swear at guests. This is fuck
what
it
now?
Up, fuck it out.
Wait.
No, hold
sorry
on, hold on. So
say that
zoo,
again.
You said zoo, so.
Yeah, zoo, the zoo people at the parade. Five parrots.
You cut out, man.
No problem. The zoo workers had to separate five parrots after the birds were caught in
the oh my God.
Encouraging each other to swear at death.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And this is
yeah, that's what I thought I heard the first time. Oh buddy, that's hilarious. Can't you just see it? Like one bird just like, ah, go fuck you. And you're like, ah, fuck you too.
Yes. Could you imagine five of them?
Yeah, that's what it had separated. This is fucking
oh,
up.
Man.
Fucking out.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Fuck my balls.
Eat a dick. Oh, my God. I wish it would have been around. Yo, they should charge extra for that exhibit, dude. Like an after hours. You know how zoos and things sometimes have, like, adult night, right, where you can drink booze and stuff? They should have that, like, honestly. You should have that after hours, man. Have these motherfuckers, like,
yeah,
paid in cash. Put some little, like, gold chains around them and stuff.
Oh, say go to – you talk about having to go to a bar where it's, like, a bar when it's all animals?
No. So a lot of these events around Edmonton, right, they have, like – so there'll be an after hours at the Botanic. They'll have adult night, and they'll have zoo adult night. You know what I'm saying? It's one night a week where people can actually drink booze, you know?
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, so the kids aren't around. You have to be over 18, so the exhibits are open, right, because of nocturnal animals and shit. It's, like, crazy. So just have those birds for an adult night, man. Put them on main stage.
Oh, wow, that would be
man, people would be, like, seriously, yo, I just had an idea, dog. I'm going to get me some parrots in the morning, boys and girls.
That's
I got
funny.
Plenty of shit to say, too. They'll learn so much stuff.
You got to get you some parrots, bro. Get you some parrots. Yeah, get those parrots out there.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh, there it is. And I know where I can find some. And legally, I'll pay good cash for that.
Oh, wow.
That's
great. That is funny. Well, yes, sir,
you
can read.
Oh, yeah, I got to go smoke. That's what I was forgetting to do.
I need to smoke, too. I've been so intense. Like, I don't smoke, too, but, you know, I need to do this.
A learning show, you know. I'm glad you all let me vent, and I'm glad that we learned a little things. But the whole point of the whole tangent I went on is that, you know, we're raising pansies, y'all. We're raising weak-minded, weak, physically weak people. And
true that.
That's
the summary right there.
Yeah, we just need more strong-minded people. Oh, my goodness.
You
lose that thing all the time.
It's not in the toilet, is it, dog?
No, let me see. Man, I tell you, I can't believe it. Oh, I found it. Yeah, I found it.
You know, thank God for
being
here, man.
The carbon on fire.
Yeah. That's so funny. All right. So, anyway.
I could just see Milton's house being burnt down because he lost his pipe, like, in between a seat or something, and the house burns down. Him skateboarding away.
Right. listen to it. All right. I'm gonna mute you. Fuck it up. I love you, man. Thank you.
Love you, guys, too. Love you, Chef. Love you, Matt.
All right.
Love you, homeboy.
Love you too.
Yeah.
Oh,
He's been waiting on that hit. He was like, man, I just all
oh,
that.
Oh yeah.
We appreciate it though. So okay, guys. So I'm gonna start with a song from Lord Chaos. Actually, and this is called Wolves. Lord Chaos, LORDKAOS. Right here on Sideways with Sheldon and Maddie M. This is Wolves. Let's get it.
Look, sometimes you just gotta know when to know better to do better.
And to do better is to know better. Chaosity World, OCF, LTR. What we doing, boy? Let's dig it in. Under the street code, ain't nothing fair. When the blood of cuz, I can love there. In the hood of pins, I'm a thug, yeah. 20 band large, just to pop up. I ain't in your club if I can blow butt. It's 40 grand large, just to show up. I got a lot of haters when they come move. I keep my eyes on them and they beef too. Couple bangers in the E2. I keep a couple hitters in the B2. I need my dollar green like B2. You hear me? Come and count three fools. Money keep coming, follow these rules. Only wise men really play the fool. Only G's move on they own too. Money runs short, you know how we do. It's the jungle out there, nigga, be cool. The prey get hunted on the full moon. Set the trap up around high noon. Them ribs start touching at the sundown. The eyes glow, and the mouth drew now. Teeth out, it's time to run down. The wolf out, see the things, me, I'm here now.
Wolves show they teeth, you better not fake a flex. When the wolves show they teeth, you better not take it there. They hide it in plain sight, cheese glow. That ain't a smile, boy, they teeth show. And the worst thing you could do is fake and make a move.
When the wolves show they teeth, you better not fake a flex. When the wolves show they teeth, you better not take it there.
They hide it in plain sight, cheese glow. That ain't a smile,
boy,
they teeth show.
When the wolves show they teeth, when the wolves show they teeth,
you do get a rich off a sucker ass. Four chunky got a tug that. He threw a shot at me, got a buzz back.
Buzz back.
We gotta see each other, don't trust that.
Trust that.
Eye to eye, homie, now what's that?
What's that?
No apologizing on the mishap.
Nah.
His gun and the dog is his
back.
The feminine vibe, gotta hide that. Real G, it can't deny that.
Yeah.
Boomerang that, let it fly back.
Fly back.
Translate that, that's a 100 racks. You don't want the smoke, boy, that's fact.
That's
on what? I give a fuck about your feedback. Please come and act, I might really need that.
Yeah.
Shut down, down. I really plead that. I've been through some things, man, where the weed at?
Yeah.
Might slap me once before I react.
Yeah.
Hear that how? That's a wolf pack. 100 B, 100, that's a Jew black.
What up?
It's all black out, like a fuse black. Fuse that, choose that, lose that. Blue black, when I bruise that. New black, 2021, when I cruise that. Who that, send a wolf to chew that.
When the wolves show they teeth, you better not fake a flex. When the wolves show they teeth, you better not take it there. They hide it in plain sight and cheese glow. That ain't a smile, boy, they teeth show. And the worst thing you could do is fake and make a move.
When the wolves show they teeth, you better not fake a flex. When the wolves show they teeth, you better not take it there.
They hide it in plain sight and cheese glow. That ain't a smile, boy, they teeth show.
When the wolves show they teeth, when the wolves show they teeth, show they teeth.
Alright, y'all, that was Lord Chaos, LORDKAOS, Lord Chaos. Y'all can look him up and definitely give him a check. Yay.
Yeah, I wonder, we got to get him back on the show, man. I want to see what he's up to now. He said he had some shit on the horizon last time we talked to him. Yeah, we get him back. Mm-hmm.
So everybody listening to the radio show, if you do want to talk or have something to say or would like to request a song, please press 1 while you are in the queue, and that will let me know that you would like to speak to us. Because if you're listening and called in to listen and don't have your hand up, which is by pushing 1, I'm not going to bother you. So just want to say that. And all right, I'm going to play another song, you guys. This is Big V of Nappy Roots. Y'all check him out. It's B-I-G-V. And I think we're going to play Jumper.
Oh, yeah.
Jumper. Yeah. Or It's Okay. Which one you want to do?
No. Let's play Jumper. I told you I want to play Hard Tracks today.
All right, yeah. Okay, so this is Big V, y'all, right here on Sideways with Sheldon and Maddie M. Called My Jumper. Let's get it. And then, callers, I will be coming in and putting you in green room and speak to you and then put you on the board so you can talk next. But Big V, My Jumper, right here on Sideways with Sheldon and Maddie M.
Young boy say, hey OZ, what would it sound like if you done a record with us? I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, watch me shoot my jumper, if I miss rebound, block out rebound, hustle rebound, just rebound, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, watch me shoot my jumper, if I miss rebound, block out rebound, hustle rebound, just rebound. Suck MCs, call me sire. To burn my kingdom, you must use fire. My loud is strong, but my rap game higher. And won't stop rocking till I retire. Boys bump me like powder, and they say I get power. A Bowling Green swagger, Beatles just banner. My wrist day of my time, prince of my revolution. If I write in cursive, it'll come out acoustic. Rhinos hit me rap, gotta hit the bottle. I live rap. Kentucky head honcho, the legs is lightning. Ain't no need to wonder, this is V-I-T-O. Rap Gambino, cut of a different texture, but you gon' feel me.
I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, watch me shoot my jumper. If I miss rebound, block out rebound, hustle rebound, just rebound. I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, watch me shoot my jumper. If I miss rebound, block out rebound, hustle rebound, just rebound.
Huh, my hustle pretty like a Girl Scout cookie. Greek freak in the paint, watch what I do to it. You better pledge allegiance and respect my lines. I like that mother. You in the room with a lion, and I ain't lying, and boy I ain't playing. My will change minds and force them in hand. 420 is the digit to make your mind feel it. Gray hair in my beard, been at it for a minute. Blind me and touch my flow, only for a feeling. And lean the head sideways, come just to grin it. I bullshit out of lane, get pinned to the ceiling. Get rid of dirty subject like a dose of penicillin. If I'm not Michael Jordan, at least got it pippin'. What that mean? Without me ain't no winning. I specialize in three things: wine, weed, and women. The phrase of my life is Jesus living.
I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, watch me shoot my jumper. If I miss rebound, block out rebound, hustle rebound, just rebound. I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, I'ma shoot my jumper, watch me shoot my jumper. If I miss rebound, block out rebound, hustle rebound, just rebound.
Yeah, that goes to the show, don't it?
Yeah,
if
for
I
sure.
Miss, I'ma shoot you bound 100.
Yeah, so that is Big V, you guys, of Nappy Room. Check him out. Find him on Instagram and all other platforms. So, okay, now we're going to bring on a guest, a caller that's called in real quick. Let's say hello to Kus Crinkle.
Yo, what's the deal?
Yo,
what's good? Yo, Maddie, what's the deal, my boy?
Oh, man, you're chilling, baby. Good to hear your voice.
Man, you know it's always love, man. I had to come through and show some love, man. Shout out y'all. Shout out to Maddie and Shells, man. To the podcast. Going strong. Brick Squad.
Oh, we appreciate that, man. Squad. Right?
Squad.
Let's go. You know, because and Maddie knows this, and you know this, because I'm a very open person to my thoughts. But you know, I love your music. I love to see you grinding and shining, and you know, you truly are a good person too, man. And I appreciate that because it kind of goes with our show we've been talking about today. You're a great dude, and thank you for being a good dude.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank
Yo, so how'd you boys do in the championship, homie?
Oh, man, we lost 18-0, bro. But, you know, it was the first time in 50 years. It's all good because, you know, it was It was the first time in 50 years that this team's ever had a winning season or made it to a championship. And the team that we played the last 25 years, they've been there 20 times. So, you know, they were a really good team.
Oh, damn. You know, so you know how to coach, huh?
Man. You know, I do this.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool, man. Honestly, that's pretty cool.
Hey, man, the best part about it was, you know, I got to coach my son, you feel me, and all of his friends, and they had a great time. They had a good season. They really enjoyed themselves. So, you know, it's nice to bring a change to the culture. You know, it was all fun. It was love.
Yeah, no doubt. Coaching your son is crazy cool, too. Plus, everyone enjoyed themselves, man. That's all that really matters, right? At that
that's
level,
it.
Like, for real.
That's yeah, it, man. No that's doubt. It.
Oh, I'm proud of you, man.
Appreciate that, bro.
Go ahead, Chef.
I was going to say, are those memories we were talking about, like, at the beginning with the Halloween party and stuff. Those are memories that your child will always have for the rest of their life. And so will their friends, you know. And that's something
no doubt.
you can't buy that. You can't buy that.
Nope. Nah, man, that's what it's
especially,
all about, giving back, bro.
Yeah. Especially dad being coach, man. I don't think my dad was never an athletic man, so I don't think he'd ever coach nothing except, like, math. Well, he did tutor me a lot, but anyway, yeah, that sounds like a dope season, dog.
Yeah, man, it was cool. It was cool. I'm going to do it again next year.
I hope so.
That's awesome.
I was just going to ask you that. Yeah, I hope
so. Yeah, man, they want me back, so I'll be back. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hell yeah, we want you back. Hey, it's a championship, man. First time in 50 years. Man, you gonna,
yeah,
they want you back. You might get your own offers and everything, too, man.
Hey, I got some offers. I got some high school and middle school offers. So, you know, I'm just weighing my options right now. But I owe it to my fifth graders to come back and finish it out with them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, 100%. I didn't say options. I said office. But now you have options. Damn.
Yeah, man, I got a couple offers. You know.
Well, I'm sure, especially if you're talking about a team that hasn't seen anything in 50 years.
I
yeah,
know, but I'm just looking at it like, damn, man, American football is big, right? Canadian football,
yeah.
Dude, there'd be no, like, straight up, like, yeah, there'd be nothing like that. No, it's big down there, and I appreciate it because football brings a lot of people together. You know what I mean? It's a big deal.
Yeah, it teaches you a lot of life skills, a lot of life lessons. You know what I'm saying? If you're coached right and you got the right people around, and like a couple of my kids invited me to come to their basketball games and wrestling tournaments and stuff. So you know, to have that effect on the kids, that's what matters the most to me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and Chris, you're a father figure for people that don't have one. And
right.
I'm just going to reiterate that because that is so, so important. My kids loved their coaches. You know, every sport they play, they loved their coaches. And their coaches taught them things. Like one coach, I'll never forget when we were getting the stuff out of the back of the car, my mom went to grab it, his gear, his football gear. And his coach was like, son, you don't let your grandmother take that. Get that and carry that for you.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. That's old school style coaching, man. Got to bring that back.
Right. Mm-hmm. And but it meant it stuck with him. He didn't have to say it again.
Right.
That's smooth.
Yeah, no. Shell's put it in the perfect way. You're like a father figure that a lot of these kids don't have necessarily at home, right? And
right.
With great responsibility comes what is it? With great what is
great power comes great responsibility.
Responsibility.
Yeah, I know what you're
going.
Yeah.
And I know you have that. And I got a smile from ear to ear, dude. And I never smile. And I'm just so happy to hear that you're doing good, and then it was a good season, and that you know you plan on coming back, you know.
Yeah, for sure, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing. It was an honor to be able to coach those young men. It was my first year coaching, and they made it enjoyable. They made it easy. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad they did as good as they did. You know, they won't forget the season. That's for sure.
Well, I thank you for being one of those people that is there for the kids that do need a little, you know, somebody in their life. They need somebody in their life to care enough to tell them no, they're doing it wrong when they are, or praise them when they're doing it right. Because too many people have push. And so as a single mom, I appreciate it when there are coaches like you that step into this position that you don't get paid for monetarily, but you do give something that is worth more than gold, and that is you give these boys a reason to believe somebody loves them, cares about them, and is willing to show up every day so they can become a better person with a team that they're usually never a part of. A lot of these people are singled out because they're poor or they don't have a father or there's something different about them. And when they become part, well, it was for my kids anyway, when they became part of that team, they were not alone anymore. They didn't have, they weren't judged if their dad was there or wasn't there. They were a team. And their coach was their dad. You know what I'm saying? So,
go ahead, Shelz. I apologize.
That's it. That's all I was going to say. So thank you. That's it.
I was just going to say that, Kush, it's kind of funny how the last two songs Shelz picked, like, we talked a lot of time. Shelz had a lot to get out of mind, and so did Milton. And it's kind of funny. I think, Shelz, isn't he perfect to kind of bring out this piece of the show? Is having
Kush
here?
Yeah, for sure.
About what
we
talked about, you know what I'm saying? Like 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Salute. That's what's up, man. I appreciate y'all appreciating me and letting me share your platform and come spread some love. You know what I'm saying? Y'all listening to my record, I definitely appreciate it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, Kush, you know that Shelz and I, like, we're on a different level with you, right?
Y'all are
we're on a different level with you. We're huge fans of you, and we have ideas. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think you already know.
Yeah,
so,
y'all been
it's
great.
It's good for you to come back. Yeah. All right, so what's new? What's new, Shelz? What are we going to play from Kush?
Listen, let Kush tell you, because this is a premiere.
Oh, my God.
This is new. This is new, man. This is my new song called My Window. I got a little deeper within myself, and I definitely think that people will grasp it, gravitate to it, and be able to relate to this record a lot. You know what I'm saying? I really hope you all enjoy it.
For sure. So this is called My Window by Kush Crinkle, y'all, right here on Sideways with Shelz and Maddie M. I
premiere
My Window. Kush Crinkle, let's get it.
Yeah. I'm just staring out my window, blowing on this end up. Try to see how deep this pain goes. Feeling all these emotions inside. Hold them in cause I'm a gangster. I ain't supposed to be crying. I'm just staring out my window, blowing on this end up. Try to see how deep this pain goes. Feeling all these emotions inside. Hold them in cause I'm a gangster. I ain't supposed to be crying. Rule is, you slip and get clipped.
Don't slip.
You ain't never felt that pain from your best homie getting chipped.
You don't know what that is.
Nigga, I feel the power in this.
I
ain't like these other rappers. I was born with this dick.
Born with it.
And when you niggas gonna stop misleading you?
Gonna stop.
When you niggas gonna stop lying and start telling the truth?
Tell them the truth.
These niggas ain't riding. They be Yankees and boots. You won't catch them outside because these niggas be spooks. Searching for knowledge. I need the wisdom recoup.
I need
my education came from belly, boys in the hood and from juice. Bad bitches and fast money, for the gang I'ma shoot. Should've focused on them books, trade my chucks and some suits.
Let's go.
I'm just staring out my window, blowing on this end up. try to see how deep this pain goes. Feeling all these emotions inside. Yeah. Hold them in cause I'm a gangster. I ain't supposed to be crying. I'm just staring out my window. Blowing on this end up. Try to see how deep this pain goes. Feeling all these emotions inside. Yeah. Hold them in cause I'm a gangster. I ain't supposed to be crying. My parents warned me, but I was trying to get them gang stripes. Saw my niggas getting death row for that thug life. Squabble niggas just for fun. I was trying to get my thug right. It got tricky under pressure, so you know we had to bust pipes. Don't stress out, nigga. Hook your chest out, nigga. 10 toes, that's on my soul. I blow the vest off, nigga. To be respected as a gangster, that's the code of the street. Got past the beef and saw the vision. Knew my brain was unique. Different. Saw I was different. I'm a leader at best.
Yeah.
Started plotting out my movements. Turned them checkers to chess. Moved out to the East Coast, but I was born in the West. Wanted more about my life. Grab the pad and progress.
Going up.
Raised a son and had a daughter. Gotta teach him life. An absent father for a son. Produce a scary sight. I seen the world have plenty girls. I was taking flight. But now I'm grounded. At least I found it. Time to live it right. I'm just staring out my window. Blowing on this end up. Try to see how deep this pain goes. Feeling all these emotions inside.
Yeah.
Hold them in cause I'm a gangster. I ain't supposed to be crying. I'm just staring out my window. Blowing on this end up. Try to see how deep this pain goes. Feeling all these emotions inside.
Yeah.
Hold them in cause I'm a gangster. I ain't supposed to be crying.
Yeah, yeah, y'all heard it first right here on Sideways with Cells and Matty M.
Homie, that was fire, bro. And when I met you in Phoenix last year, I knew there was a side to you like this. And I'm glad that you started talking about it. I think it's a beautiful track, man.
Man, thank you, Matty. I appreciate it. You feel me? Definitely about to dig into that bag a little more, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no right. doubt. No doubt. Nah, for real, I got it in my head now. I can't get it out, right, Shelves? I can't get it out.
Oh, I know, because I'm going to tell you guys something. All right, so, Kush, you know, you're one of my guys. I consider you part of my family now, right? And I don't call a whole lot, and I don't text a whole lot, right? I text more than I call. But sometimes I will get a feeling, and I will call people. Everybody on this broadcast knows this because I do it with Maddie. I do it with Fuck It Up. You know what I'm saying? But when I get these feelings, I call and we talk things through, you know? Some more than others about different things, you know, because every relationship you have with every person is different. And it also depends on how you're feeling at that time, right? So I can remember us having conversations about you've got so much talent and you've got so much that you need to say.
Yes.
So people can hear you.
Yes.
Because when you do that, they connect to you. You know why, Kush? Because it's from your soul. It's from your soul. This is a part of you. This is deeply how you feel and how you survive through your life. This is your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And when you put that soul on paper and speak it, and then we get to share it with you, I can put myself in that same situation. Maybe a little different on some things, but the same point, the same outcome, right?
Shells, you know, Shells had it right down to the point, but it also helps coming from a strong man. I always thought you were good looking, Kush. Coming from a strong, good looking man, you know, who's a leader, right?
Right.
It's different getting a track from a drug dealer. Do you know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah.
Than someone who's a leader in their community, who's strong in himself. It's a different feeling. It's a different thing. It's more important. I mean, to have it come from somebody who actually got out of this and did stuff, not someone who's still playing in that stuff, going to jail, You know what I'm saying? You can't complain about your life when you rapping from jail, dude, or saying, yo, change, and I'm still doing the same stuff. It's very important to have it come from a strong female or a strong male, you know? So, yeah, no doubt, man.
Hey,
yeah,
look, man, life.
Actually, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, life is all about opportunities, chances, and lessons. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
What's the definition of insanity, man? Doing the same thing, expecting different results. You know what I'm saying? So, I definitely appreciate the fact that I had the opportunity and I was strong enough to make that move to do something different. And, you know what I'm saying, than what I used to do. You know what I'm saying? I still get respect from the homies, and I get respect from, you know, regular civilians. So at the end of the day, you know what I mean, I'm just blessed to be in the position I'm in. You feel me? I take it day by day. And, you know, anybody else can do it. You just got to, you know what I'm saying, find it within yourself to go ahead and make those changes so you can, you know, get on a better path or a different path, or, you know what I'm saying, people are scared to try it out, wondering what other people are going to think. But you got to do what you got to do for yourself at the end of the day as well.
Yeah, no doubt.
And be a blessing, you know what I'm saying?
You always going to have haters, man. Now, Matt, go ahead, Shaz.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
No, mine's going to be quick. I'm going to say you're always going to have haters. So what Kush was saying about follow your own stuff, man, no one's going to like – not everyone's going to like your stuff, right? But at the end of the day, if you're like, hey, I said what I had to say, and I'm cool with it, and then next time I might tweak the sound a bit, but I'm going to still say what I got to say, right?
Right.
And I think, yeah, I think you're on that path right now. So congrats on that, and much respect.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Maddie. You know it's always love. Go ahead, Shel.
And I'm going to say this on to what you said. Insanity, right, is repeating the same thing over expecting a different result, right?
Correct.
Perfection
Correct.
Is repeating the same thing over until perfect, or as perfect as it can be, right? So from trial and error, you continue to do it until you succeed at it, right? So I firmly believe this. I had this. These are the kinds of talks I have with my children, just to let you all know, because these are things I think, right? But in a weird way, isn't everybody kind of insanely perfect then? Because we're all repeating errors, mistakes, until we figure out how to get it right.
No, I feel you on that, and you had me at 100%, but no. Because if you're all repeating stuff and moving forward, then that's not insanity, right?
Right. It's not right. You're expecting a different result.
But
at the same time, you're kind of not expecting a different result. You know? Yeah.
But that's why I said more of like lessons, because you can't really move forward. You're gonna keep repeating it, you're gonna keep going in the same circle until you get the lesson. And then when you get the lesson, you're able to recognize the mistakes. Then you move forward with the knowledge of how not to repeat the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, some of my lessons have been jail. Some of my lessons have been ass whooping. Some of my lessons have been just falling into the lap of a major record company. And I'm not talking about 1017. I mean, you know? There's certain lessons
that
help
lessons,
you. Like, certain... Yeah, they're all lessons. Certain ones will kill you, others won't. So I think that's God's will, which ones do and what don't, right? Well, you got to be smart about it, too, right? I mean, you can't be an idiot.
But that's where I feel like you got to take the lessons and understand what went wrong and what happened. So you next time things come around or you see stuff, you can dissect it and see which way to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt.
Right.
As long as you still want it. Like, yo, I'll go back to that old adage, you know, whatever don't kill you makes you stronger.
Facts.
Right.
That's real.
I think I might get that tattooed on my lower back. Tramp stamp.
Anyway, come on, man.
Not your lower back, not a tramp stamp.
Put it on the muscles. Put it on your arm or something, man. What you doing, man?
Can you imagine? Yo, man, I'm joking. Anyways, yo, that might look good going down my left arm all the way to my fingers, man.
You know
I got that muscle.
If you got it,
that shit'll pop.
Yeah, do that, man.
It would be cool if you got it spelled in, like, a different language, like a Celtic language or something that's really cool, or Ukrainian or whatever.
No, fuck that. Unless I don't speak any of these languages. I was thinking about getting it wrapped around my neck.
Yeah,
I ain't getting no more tattoos, man. I got my three wives tattooed on me, and that's it.
Oh, that's what
you did.
Yeah,
I don't
plan
on no more wives.
Yeah. That'll make me want to stop you.
Well, not their names, man. I got pictures of what they look like.
Classic.
Like what they would have looked like if they were actually famous. Like, I got Audrey Hepburn on my left shoulder and Marilyn Monroe on my right shoulder. And then I have this big Persian thing on my left arm, on my left. No. Audrey on my left back, you know what I mean? Your traps on the right, Marilyn Monroe. And then on my left shoulder, I have a Persian signature. So mine all look dope. They don't look like the girls, and they don't have the girls' names on it. It's just.
Hey, man, ain't nobody judging you, man.
Sorry.
Whatever floats your boat, Maddie. Whatever floats your boat, bro. do your thing, homie. Do your thing.
Don't fuck yourself, man.
Do your thing. I'm telling you, do your thing, man.
God damn, man.
Hey, yo.
100%.
100%. I love you, Maddie. Aw. So it's funny, though. But I'm going to tell you something, Maddie. You know, a lot of people say that I look like Audrey Hepburn. When she played at breakfast.
Yeah, you showed me a picture.
Isn't that crazy?
I got that one with her. Well, yeah, remember I told you about that? I got the one with her holding the cat and her smoking it. That's a tattoo on my back.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, you sent me a picture, and I'm like, yeah, you do. You do look like, oh, yeah, but actually.
It's crazy.
Boy, Maddie got the picture of shells on him. That's what's up. All
right.
Oh my god, you're gonna have one too, Kush.
something ever happens to me, you gotta put a ladybug somewhere on that body. Just one little ladybug.
Hey, I got you, man. I got you.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it. I got you, Chef.
It can be a black and white ladybug, it can be whatever you want. But yeah.
No,
I got that.
No,
I put it on my neck.
So that's a good question. Like, there's no way I'm putting a ladybug on me anywhere. But if something were to happen to you, or if something were to happen to me, like, what should I put on you that's not a ladybug? On me, for you, that's not a ladybug. What would you put on you for me that's not? What am I? Just put, I don't know. What would you put on for me?
You could put a conch shell.
A what?
A conch shell?
I don't follow.
You know a ladybug is a sign of good luck.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm a dude. I'm not putting that on me. So Shell's got to put something on.
But you got Audrey Hepburn and Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, but...
but a motherfucking
ladybug. Have I ever showed you the picture?
Listen, you can make Marilyn Monroe's mole a ladybug.
Yo, she ain't that big. But you know what? That's actually, you know, that ain't a bad idea, actually. If I can get some. Yo, man, go fuck yourself. The number of people that were in the country did my shit. Anyways, yeah, but, well, okay, what would you put, what would you want of me? What would be my symbol, Shell? Ooh,
honestly,
I got one for you.
It would probably be 11/11. With MM on it. I would make the 11/11 an M and an M somehow. With the 11
like
being
that,
able
like
to stand out and you still see the M. Kinda.
Like
yes.
My shirt? Like,
yes.
Yo, I got it for you, man. I got this crazy hat when I was in Phoenix, man. I've never spent like $100 on a ball cap in my entire life. That's American. So Canadian money, that's a lot. Anyways,
let me interrupt real quick, Maddie. Guys, we have a lot of callers on here tonight. So if you want to talk, press 1. If not, I'm not going to bother you guys. Okay? So if you want to speak, press 1.
Soon.
If not, thank you for calling in and listening. But go ahead, Maddie.
No, I was saying they only got a minute to get into it, man. If anyone wants to talk right now.
They're already
or less
here.
Than a minute.
Yeah, they're already in here, so if you hang up, you can't come back. For sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
For Maddie,
yeah,
I
no,
put like Johnny Bravo, man. I put Johnny Bravo.
What?
There.
Thank you.
That's who Maddie reminds me of.
Johnny
Bravo. Johnny Bravo.
Yo,
Bravo,
yo, he must have been on one of our shows. Yo, I can't believe you brought that up, because now she's going to talk about the next few shows. I'm going to be, honestly, I would choose something like, there could be worse. Let's just put it that way. There could definitely be worse. Right?
Bro, I swear you could have been there for Halloween. You would have won best costume, bro. I swear on everything.
Right.
On Jesus fans.
Puss Wrinkle, mark my word right now that before I die, I'm going to work on this special movie with Johnny Bravo featuring Maddie N.
I'm telling you, man. That's you, Maddie. For real, that's what I see when I seen you. That's what I thought. I was like, man, bro, look like Johnny Bravo, for real.
He thought it before I even said something.
If you put up a joint on Instagram with y'all side by side, I promise you, you're going to get a bunch of likes, bro. You're going to go up.
I did one. Yeah.
Yeah, you
for
did
real.
One, but you know what? I should get a frontal view. Like the front. We did one kind of my sideways. But yeah. Fuck Johnny Bravo, man. I just got to learn. No, but you know what? I love it. I love it all, man.
It's a lot of love, bro. It's love, bro. You already know how we rocking, Maddie. We rocking like Grandpa Chair, man. It's all good.
Yeah.
Rocking like Grandpa Chair.
That's it. Yeah.
You know.
Man, I love it. Chris and I, we only met once, but we have this kind of, I don't know, man. I think maybe I'm just speaking for myself, but I have this camaraderie with you, Chris, that I'll never forget, man. You're a cool cat, man.
That's what's up, man. I try to be, bro, man. That's blessings, man. Love, man. Feel me? I'm glad we had that.
You never tried, man. You never tried. You just me. I'm just me. Shows the show. That's how we be.
That's it, bro. You either like me or you don't. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's pretty hard not to, because I think I'm a solid guy. You feel me?
Oh,
hell
sure.
Yeah, you are.
I agree.
Well, honey. For sure. But I ain't going to hold y'all up, man. I'm going to let you get some more callers on here, do y'all music thing. I just wanted to come spread some love, you feel me?
Wait, before you leave.
Well, thanks for the...
Let me tell you something.
What's the deal?
Are you working tonight?
No, I'm off.
Okay. I'm going to... We got time for like 20-minute phone call after the show.
Yeah, you can hear me. I just dropped my kids off like an hour ago, so, you know, I'm up, bro. I'm up. Just hit my phone.
Okay. All right, sure. I will do. All right.
For sure.
So, much love to you, Kush. Thanks for stopping in. And, hang
dope.
On and listen to the end of the show. We only got a few more minutes, but I'm going to mute you. If you can't call back in, though. So.
I'm online till y'all done. It's all good.
All right, Chris. Much love to you, man. We appreciate you for real.
Appreciate it, man. Shout out Shells and Maddie, man. Y'all stay tuned in. They're doing big things. It's all love.
All right, yeah. We appreciate that, dude. So, you know, Maddie, isn't it cool that we have people like Kush that, you know, come on and are completely just great people, good-hearted people.
He's one of the best.
You know, so much good for the community and the kids. And, you know, being a gangster was actually part of their life, you know. And now they're a gangster for their kids, you know, for the community.
Well, 100.
There isn't anything more gangster that you can do than provide knowledge, happiness, you know, and just loyalty. There's nothing more gangster than that, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But, speaking of that, y'all, I'm gonna put a little bit of, that didn't even come up right. So you guys know our homeboy Frost, right? He's just top mic champ 2023 and 2024. He just did a show in L.A., got all kinds of love. He's still reigning champ for Top Mics, which is congratulations
good for you,
to him. Yeah, for sure. We're going all the way into 2025. And Frost is rocking it from east to west to north to south, y'all. I think he's coming on maybe next week or in the next couple of weeks.
I don't know.
I'll have to look at the schedule. He's got a whole lot of new music. He's found a new producer that gets him, you know, because his other producer quit doing what he was doing. So it's really exciting. I love to see it when people actually get what they need to let themselves go on, you know. Just it's good, and he's a good role model as well. You know, a lot of people give hip hop artists the wrong type of mindset that they are actually in. They go by the old, "Oh, we're gonna kill you," Bloods Against the Crips, GDs, you know, Vice Lords, whoever. But this day and age, you guys, those gangsters are actually uniting and doing things together because they see where their flaws mess their lives up, mess their families' lives up, and their friends,
100%.
Everybody that was affected by a choice that they made. Now they're making a choice to unite and become part of something bigger than them, bigger than any
forget,
of them.
Anybody can change, man. Like, trust. I told you this 1,000 times, Shells. If you knew me 10 years ago, you wouldn't have messed with me, man. I was just straight up trouble. Trouble for my family, trouble for my wives, trouble for everybody, my friends, myself, health-wise, everything. I changed. So if these boys come up from the hood to come change and put off an amazing message of how they made it through. Like I said, whatever don't kill you make you stronger. And people who actually realize that, they actually feel very blessed that they made it through that. So they say, okay, I got my 10 times, or I'm at my 8th, I'm on the verge of my 9th. I'm not going to make that 9th one. I'm a chill on this 9th life. Because trust me, I've had at least 8. I'm a sit on this. Well, you know me, I'm strong as fuck, so I probably have 11, but yeah, I'm sitting on that 11th, man, and I ain't trying to fuck that up, man. How many people look up to me? I'm not messing with that, man.
I think even OG saw that, man.
Even OG saw that. Like, we got into trouble this time, but it wasn't like jail trouble like we always get into. It was just like he respected that, you know. I got other things to do. I wasn't the crazy, I don't care if I live or die boy that I was, you know, 10 years ago. I'm totally different, man. That's why I hate being sick, because I feel like I'm sick. I should be healthy, but I'm back. I'm back, Chef. But yeah, mad respect to these people, man. Mad respect to these people that come out and offer, like, a positive message. Like, JP, yo, miss you, dog. That last track you pulled up,
man,
like, you saw that, right, Chef? Yeah, I missed
that. Yeah.
And you knew much, much, much better than me. And we got people like, you got these people that are, don't get us twisted. We ain't no pussies, man. We've been through the ringer and back. And the fact that we're still here and we can still talk we can talk tough, but not talk tough. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we can talk and hold our own. And nobody fuck with us. No better fuck with us. But the point is, you know, if we have a legitimate reason that you need to fuck with us, okay, I'll listen to it. Like, that's the difference that I was before. I never listened to anybody. And now I'm just like, oh, if I made a mistake, like, I'm sorry. Just like your boy. Like, I'm sorry I said that. You know? And I can always work it out. It doesn't have to result to violence or jail or death, you know? So, yeah, you got to listen to the people who made it and have a nice view on life now. Got out of it.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, and it's like Suck It Up and we're saying at the beginning, you know, when we were talking about our children, you have to listen. You have to listen. Like, it doesn't matter who you are or what you do in life, you have to listen. And I will listen. I tell everybody, I'll listen to somebody once at least, okay? But there are some people that you just can't get right, period. And I'm not saying autistically or anything like that. I'm saying just mean, nasty, hateful people out in this world.
Don't mess with us.
Anything about anything but themselves.
Really? That's the whole reason that I get so big, man. There's no reason for me. I got a pretty face. There's no reason for me to get muscles like I do, man. It's for those few people, Shell, that you were just describing, that I'm not letting them take me out if they're coming at me. You know what I'm saying? Because I sure as fuck have way too much to lose to be coming at somebody right now, unless they're in putting my family in trouble.
Right.
But if someone comes at me, I'm going to have my own shield up. I'm going to have my own armor up. But besides that, I ain't looking for no trouble.
That's
man,
because that's
too damn
you're taking
good.
Your finger.
Yeah, my life's too damn good, dude. I ain't losing shit to these weak-ass motherfuckers. Man, kiss my ass.
Right.
They ain't going down.
But see, but the difference
but
is, Maddie, you will sit there and listen first before you act. You're not going to just go out and beat somebody's ass. You know what I'm saying? And if they have
man.
A valid
I'm not,
point.
I'm not trying to do that.
If
then
they
I'll
have
be
a
like,
valid
yo,
point,
yeah. I'll,
you're
going to
recognize that.
I'll go. Yeah, you're right. You're right, my bad, man.
Exactly.
And then we're all going to be friends.
My bad.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not stupid. I was really never that way. I was never a hothead. I never went off for nothing because I always had too much to lose. But lately, I really have way too much to lose. I've got rid of all the destructive things in my life, and I'm happy. I mean, besides this little cold I've got or whatever, I'm blessed. And honestly, I ain't trying to start nothing with nobody. And if you have a legitimate point against me, I will rectify it. You know, with an apology, if I don't know, hit your car, I'll pay your car. Like, I'll make sure I'll pay whatever. Like, if it's my bad, I got you. You know what I'm saying? I got you.
Yeah.
Much respect. Much respect, first of all, for calling it out. Just don't come at me in a way that it's ridiculous. Don't come at me hard.
Stop
like just, yeah, right? That's a good way to put it.
Don't have me sideways, motherfucker. So, anyway,
you know, did you
speaking
see Chris
on that,
said
guys.
Chris said something else.
Okay, cool. I'll get it in 1 second. But right now, I'm going to play. I'll text him. I'll get on the phone with him.
Chris,
I'm going to take you to the green room in
might...
just a second. But right
gone.
Now, guys. Huh?
Go ahead. Play your track, baby.
Okay, so right now, guys, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Frost. And this one is because... Hello? Wow, I cut out there for a minute. Did you all hear that?
I heard that.
Okay, this is Be Outside by Frost. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Be outside. I'll be posted at my job. Go to your mind now. I ain't tellin' shit, but I'm too big. Put my hitties on his head. Know I be outside. Busted at my job. Party in my night. Niggas sit them thick. I ain't tellin' shit, but I'm too big. Yeah, they see me outside, I know some shitty type of say. Keep it pippin', I'm all different with this bullet in my leg. Steps ahead, had a hot top, got it locked and twist my dreads. Brothers fed, I don't do this, but this vocal for my dad. Fuck them niggas, doesn't throw destruct them niggas. Niggas split, I still ain't broke. All my folks, I buck them niggas. Too legit, I hush them niggas. Water whipping, rough flip chickens. KIP, I flip my bitches. All these blickies come with switches, whoa. Know I be outside. I be pushing at my job, running in my nine, niggas in the thread. I ain't telling shit, but I told him big. Put my hitties on his head, know I be outside. Pushing at my job, running in my nine, niggas in the thread. I ain't telling shit, but I told him big.
millions on his head. You better know where it's going. When I get to step and get through with this motherfucking belly and trap, put both of the poles. I think with my blood and my love, better know Jody study. And I get to move through the nose. Whoa, just did a show, better ask my bro. Thought I was knocking but no. Stop it from crossing my feet, a bitch off my clothes.
Wake up and roll me a blunt. 50 cent, I can teach you how to stun. Kill O'Neal when I done. Fight or flight, nigga, and I don't like to run. Exhaling weed on my lungs. Get to the bread if you sick of the crumb. Stay with that thing because people be dumb. Or the next time I run into that bum. I'm outside, so bring your jogging because it's too cold.
Because it's too cold.
This shit might take me a minute, but I did this shit on my own.
Shit on my own.
I don't know what to be thinking I'm getting, cause nigga, I'm grown. Whole lot of kids in my house, so I need money, that cheddar, the cheese, the green, coming in bigger amounts. I can picture it now, but I gotta live in reality. Get off your ass, gotta stop thinking about it, and go make that shit a reality. I go so hard for the family, home every night where I plan to be. Cousin with you in a jam,
jam.
Pull up and we going ham,
ham.
No, I'll be outside. I'll be posted at my job, 20 in my nine, niggas hit no threat. I ain't tell no shit, but I told them big. Put my hitties on his head, 20 in my nine, niggas hit no threat. I ain't tell no shit, but I told them big. Hitties on his head.
All right, you guys, that was Frost, Be Outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it kind of went with everything that we were talking about, you know.
Well, this whole show is coming together, perfect circle, man.
Yeah, for sure. Now, just so everybody knows that Power Talk with OG Mac Drama has moved to Saturdays. So if you want to catch that show, it's on Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. And so you guys need to check it out on the new Saturday show with OG Mac Drama and Maddie M, Power Talk with OG. So I'm going to bring in
what
extra
time
guests.
Shows,
I'm going to
what,
bring
sorry,
in.
Sorry, mm-hmm. What time you say? You said same time, right? Same time, just on Saturday.
Same time.
Same time.
I think so. Just check out the post that we put up on X or Facebook or any social media platform. You will see that you know we have
know.
A show.
Okay.
Yeah, Power Talk with OG My Drama.
You know
I'm really unsure.
Me.
So, yeah. So I'm gonna bring. Hold on. It's really crazy. So for all the listeners that didn't want to talk and I didn't take in the green room because I told you I wouldn't, we appreciate you calling in and listening. I know sometimes it's hard to get the Blog Talk application to work. So we do appreciate
yeah.
that you actually take your time to take and call in and leave your phone on for us just to hear what we are discussing. You all do make it part of you are the biggest part of our show is our listeners. That's why we do this. We do
this
it to hope
right,
that
yeah,
you will be.
Yeah, Shells and I could talk on our own side. We talk to, I don't know, to everyone else.
To you guys, because just like music, we do connect to people with our souls, guys, and who we are and our life experiences. And this is one day a week that I actually look forward to because I get to relax. I get to just listen to music, talk to good people, you know, even on ideas that I don't agree with. And my mind might be changed on some things because I listen and I just appreciate that somebody has taken their time out to actually do that for us as well. So thank you all very much. Let's bring in Kush and Fuck It Up. We're going to bring them back in real quick.
Yo,
Kush and Fuck It Up.
What's up?
Hey,
what's
guys.
Up? Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Cushy, I mean, yo, Milton, you talk so fast, man. It's so funny. Anyways, Milton, you met Cush before, huh, on over the show?
Yes. Kringle, Mr. Kringle. Yes, right?
Man, what's happening, bro? Yeah,
that's what's up. Hey, you guys, all you listeners out there, get that. All platforms. Cush Kringle. Break that down.
Kush Kringle.
Hey, show the same love, man. Salute. Show the same love on all platforms.
My bad. My
you
bad.
Guys,
run
them
up. And it's stuff.
K U S H K R I N K L E.
1017.
Kush Crinkle.
Kush
Crinkle. 1017. 1017. Guys,
there you
go. You know, I would give you fucking Up's name, but his is like Milton Jones 15889342168.
The most for real shit. Hey, because plain as fuck, you know what I'm saying? Plain underscore 304. That, you know.
Yeah, he's breaking up with his shitty headphones. Y'all can't even hear what he's saying, but every other second.
No, he got rid of it. I, you know, I was over there charging my phone over there in the corner. My bad, my bad. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Plain underscore 304, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, what he said.
Yo,
Mel,
you crack me up so much. He's like, yes, wait a minute. He's like, yo, how's everyone doing? He's like, life's good. You're good. I love you. Yo, yo
it's like the
you're the best, dude. Part of me, you know what I'm saying? I have that New York swag, and I have the West Coast swag. I've been, you know, I'm born in New York, Brooklyn, and then raised in, Oakland.
I forgot. No doubt.
Oakland, California.
Not Oakland.
Okay, what'd you say?
No, he in. Where are you at? You in L.A., aren't you?
No,
San Diego.
Oakland, North County.
Who are you?
I'm in the O.
You're in Orange County?
No, I'm in the O.
No, you
I'm
keep
in...
breaking up, man. So, I mean, you keep saying it, and it goes, oh, and now I don't hear shit. So if you would stand in one spot with your shitty headphones and let me know.
Sorry? Oceanside.
Oh, damn. You just got
Oceanside.
Told it. Oh, Oceanside. Oh, okay. I know.
Oceanside?
Yeah, we're crazy ones because your shitty headphones are messing up.
No, LA's some crazy shit, man. There's 19,000 districts.
Oh, my God.
I don't got no headphones
on. This is
on.
That part where you need to listen.
Oh, what are we talking about, Michelle?
Yeah, Michelle, what are we talking about?
Oh, my God.
Man?
Because your headphones
kept
cutting up. It's so funny because I know you so well. That I know that you're talking louder because you're high. So you're speaking louder thinking we're going to hear you, but it's actually you have to move. It's actually a connection.
Oh, I'll put that on, Shells. I have no headphones on. I have a
See that?
On. No.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't
matter.
It doesn't matter because you still thought speaking louder was going to let us hear you. So I could see yourself standing there in the living room or wherever talking louder to your phone and not moving because, you know, and then you realize,
okay,
oh,
you
yeah,
really
I didn't
know
move.
What I was doing? I was freaking shaving, okay? I was shaving, getting myself prepared for my next adventure. When one door closed, I'm going to open. I was shaving.
Oh,
you know,
yo,
me,
you didn't cut up a ball, did you?
Again?
I said you didn't cut up a ball, did you? Because I know you high.
No, I just got the normal. I got the normal basic. You know what I'm saying? Then my number one, wow, that's done. And then do the gray clipper, you know, like the barber's got. I got that. Wow. Do that. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm ready for the interview. Wow. Golden. 9:30 tomorrow. 9:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Let's go.
Yo, so what? Chris, what did you send us right now?
No,
I
yeah, this is the thing.
From Batman Zay, man. It's called ODB. That joint fire, bro. Like, I want y'all to hear
it. But we can't play
it. Oh, man, that's crazy.
Yeah, we can't play it.
Why can't we play it?
Because it's protected. It's a forwarded message, and it's protected, and we have to have permission from Batman before we can play it. So, I mean, it's just the universe's way of saying that Batman needs to come on with Kush and let us play it at the same time.
100%. I was thinking that exact same thing. Yeah, 100%.
Shout out Batman. Really,
I know that motherfucker. That's been 5 days again. You crazy.
like insane crazy. Like he'll actually sit there. He'll be in the middle of a party, dude, and he'll just be sitting there writing down notes. And he'll look around like an owl. You know how an owl looks? Like his head turns around like all the way to the back of his head, and then he'll go back and write down shit. No, for real, he'd write down shit. And he doesn't say shit. You're like, yo, Zay, you good? He's like, yeah, I'm good, man. I'm like, okay, just checking, homie. Anyway, yeah, man.
Yeah,
cool
whole
fuck,
exorcist
but,
thing,
yo,
huh?
You, oh, 100%, man.
He's
like,
writing
seriously.
Down his thoughts.
Yeah, but he's also looking around. And there's a few times I wanted to be like, yo, man, you writing shit about me, dog? Like, what? Because he'd look around the room, right? And he'd stop at a certain person and just go down and like, write a bunch of notes. Yeah. And then Princess is dope as fuck, man. She dope as shit. I don't know if you guys got to be Uchiha or Uchiha. She dope. She's his manager, man.
Know.
She dope little white girl, man. Oh, dude.
Yeah,
Princess. Yeah, she dope as fuck, man. She ain't got a bad bone in her body. She's hilarious. So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Shells is right, man. Shells is right. This is a sign from God to tell us that we need you guys both on the show.
Sure, I'm going to tap
like
in with Zay, man. I'm going to hit him up, man. We going to line that up, bro. Definitely got to get
for
it.
For sure, yeah.
And you know, we'd appreciate it because we kind of fell off for a minute there. We had a lot of things. Shell's mom got into trouble. I was sick or I was away. We had some issues. I think we only did 2 shows in the last month and a half, which is sucks for us, right? We missed like 4 shows.
Right.
Now we come back
Yeah, we missed 3 shows.
But to us, and then I missed one with OG. And so I just feel
right.
Like we got to get it back on the whole thing we were doing. Because you and I were running 2 shows a week. Yeah. We were.
It was a lot. Yeah, you know, there's a lot that goes into the shows. And then you have everyday life. You know?
It's a lot for you, too, because you program all this shit and you do the flyers. But, you know, we can do shows. I don't care what we do if we have a half an hour show. If someone, like you said, you have a guest today, but he had to cancel for obvious reasons. But even if we do half an hour, let's get our numbers. I want to be 3 million by the end of this year. I'm not joking. Not by the end of this year, but I want to be 2 million by the end of this, when we started our show on January 6th.
Well,
right?
We're close to it because we have over 1,300,000 listeners.
Even though?
I know.
We're down?
What?
No, I said over.
Okay.
Sorry. Homie, yeah, even though we were down. Remember I told you guys, Shells and Milton, I told you guys, the listeners are going to stay, but only for a month and a half or so, man. You know what I mean?
I
so now it's time
right.
to get back. I want to get to 2 mil by January 6th. Right, Shells? That was our first show, wasn't it?
Yes.
I believe it was somewhere around that. I think it was the 6th. So, yeah. And then by 2 months later, I want 3 mil. And then by this time next year, I want 10 mil. That's what I
right.
want us to do.
Stay hungry, stay grinding.
So here is our... hold on one second. It's weird. Okay. Anyway, so here is our statistics right now as far as listeners go. Do you want to hear something crazy?
As long as
the United States has become our number one country to listen.
What?
That is amazing. 80%.
Yo.
That's dope. Hell yeah.
80%.
Yo, Kringle. I always say Kringle. Anyways, yeah, it used to be the States was, it was 80% German. Now it's 80% the States. Dude, we changed, Shells, you not changed some shit during the summer, dog. We changed some crazy shit during the summer.
80% United States, 5% Taiwan, 2.5% Canada, 1.9% Mexico, and 1.2% India.
Yo, remember Taiwan? OG used to always say, like, why don't they listen to us? And then India, he used to say, why don't they listen to us? So, man, maybe they're just doing it out of spite, you know?
Now this is all the countries that listen to us. Okay? You all ready for this?
Well, I don't want
to. You all ready for this? Okay.
Okay. You better do it quick.
This is going to be for Maddie. Now, you're just bringing a whole negative vibe. I don't like it. I'm shaking it off like Taylor Swift. Okay.
I'm shaking it off.
Wow.
I'm shaking it off.
Taylor Swift,
right?
Oh, my God. So you just did the and then you just said Taylor Swift shaking it off. Wow, this feels crazy. Yo, go to Shell's management, everybody. She's got in the loop. She's in it. In the
loop.
Yeah,
for
sure,
go, for sure. So let's go. Let's get this, all right? We got South Africa. Botswana. No, South Africa. There's all kinds of parts of Africa. So I'm just telling you the ones that listen to us.
Oh, Uganda.
Yeah, I think we know something.
Like Uganda.
Yeah. Ghana.
Like Uganda, shut the fuck up.
Nigeria. Kenya. And United Republic of Tanzania. Okay? We also have Australia. China. South Korea. Japan. Russia. India, I already said India, didn't I? Thailand, Saudi Arabia. Wow, that's crazy. There's like,
crazy,
okay. Syria.
I'm glad Africa's on board.
Turkey. Romania. Ukraine. Belarus. Poland, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Kingdom, Mexico, Ecuador, Brazil, Argentina, Chile.
So that's like one person each country, right? For the rest of them besides the states?
Mexico, United States, Canada, and, sorry, who is that right there? It's not even letting me click on it. That's weird. Okay. Oh, Kenya. That was the last one. So we got all these people from all over the world that listen to us. And I know it just took a few seconds to do all that, but we appreciate you guys. We appreciate
no
you.
Doubt. Thank you.
Yep.
We started this as like a little dream project and couldn't believe it went this far. So thanks for putting up with our bullshit, everyone, for so long. And we love you, real talk. And I think we need more callers in, don't we, Shells? We need people calling in and pressing one more often. That's speak. Come talk with us.
For sure.
Yeah, we talk.
We look forward to it, guys. As you see, we might go off into a whole another area, but I promise you, we appreciate you and just a few minutes of our time to share with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So, Kush, thank you for your time. Fuck it up. Thank you for your time. You know, guys, we're gonna play Paranoid because you know I think that's a good little mental song.
Well,
too,
we haven't heard it for a minute, man. All right, one love to all y'all. Love
I'm
you.
Gonna
one
play up, Paranoid bye, and then I wanna come back and I wanna give out our last little shout outs and social media information. And here we go, Paranoid with Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. Fuck it up and Kush on the line. Let's get it.
Spooky show.
Yeah.
I like the spooky show. Kind of like, yeah.
That's cool.
Why you act so paranoid? Thinking what you do? Why still kill somebody? Them boys looking for you. You out here trying to hang out. You wired up, fool. Know they listen to every conversation that we do. Both homeboys, they homegirls, all went to jail. Now I get the picture, nigga. You out here telling we chase you off the block. You can't even go home until you 6 feet deep. You better stay gone.
Bitch,
People start talking funny like got the neck on the side. I'll caress her the way that she likes to be. One finger on the trigger while your eyes are on me. You started acting funny as if a memory. When I found that you are my actual enemy. Hold your loved ones close and your enemies closer. If paranoia is setting in, grab a Glock and I'll show ya. If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my strap out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up. Now we're gonna run up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. It's my boys in red and blue. If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my strap out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up. Now we're gonna run up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. If my boys in red and blue. Your problem with me is my problem with you. You got paranoia and a line issue. You sit there and you have no idea what I say. You think this is a game, well then let's just fucking play. I promise paranoia will soon fade away. I speak nothing but facts, just watch what I say. Feeling weak in the knees with a bitter taste. Paranoia destroys you as you fall on your face.
This nigga acting paranoid, he acting like a bitch. I'm starting to believe that he might even be a snitch. Cause don't make me dig a ditch and throw your body in that shit. Damn it, you collider, roly, get rid of the evidence on Crip. I put that ass in some concrete shoe. Reported missing shark tip, they ain't gon' never find you. Before I end up in the FEDs, I get rid of a wink, leak, and put my mind at ease.
If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my strap out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up. Never gonna run up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. You're paranoid, boy. It's my boys in red and blue. If you pull your Glock out, I will pull my strap out. Why you acting paranoid? Yeah, you really fucked up. Now we're gonna front up, boy. You're gonna be destroyed. You're paranoid, boy. And they're coming after you. Why you acting paranoid? Paranoid. Yeah, you're gonna be destroyed. Be destroyed.
Yay, yay. That's Shelly Shell, yeah, Paranoid God. With Hog and Spook.
Yeah, Shelly Shell.
Shelly Shell. What's up, guys?
Yo, so Shell,
hold
up, I want to say one thing. I've still been waiting on your new track, dude. I know you've been busy as fuck, but I think it's time we hear another show, man.
Well, I agree with you totally, and the thing is, like, I really want somebody else on it, too. Because I talked to Kush about it, and Kush is there. Are you on mute still, Kush?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So we actually, Kush, some people don't know this, but we've actually talked about getting together and doing some studio time and some flow and see how it goes, you know what I'm saying? So we're trying to make that sooner than later. And, you know, I'm going to talk to you, too, Maddie, and Fuck It Up. Are you there?
Of course I'm here.
Okay. Okay. So, you know, guys, I know we've spoke about it before, but I think that we should really try to figure out just a weekend or somewhere that we can all meet up and let's chill and have some fun together. You know,
no, I'm down, but we talk about these logistical things, and it's all good in theory, which I'm down for. You
that's
know
what
me. I'm down. But what I'm saying is, why don't you just send Kush something and have a big, long break, and he can just destroy it and put Adlers on it. He can handle it. You send yours out to him, he'll handle the rest
of it. Yeah, I know we can do it that way, but I want to get together and do it because
everyone does.
Yeah. So we need to do it. We spend money on without on all the little things we want in life, and this is something that is really big on my heart that I want to do because I love you guys. And, you know, it's the craziest thing that we have. I have not met any of you in person. Do you realize that?
Right. Well, I met Kelly, that's it. Like, isn't that fucked
and
up?
You
all
are, like,
close?
My best
that's
people.
Yeah, no doubt.
No doubt. It's got to happen, man. It's got to happen.
Yep.
So we're going to make it happen.
Recognize really even through the phone, man.
Right. Let's make it happen. Let's just not talk about it anymore. And everybody, when you get off the phone tonight, be looking at your calendar and let's figure out something here in the next few months. You know, I think it would be kind of cool if we can meet out in California where Fuck It Up is at because he has access to Cali products and his studio, and we know that we would be safe and have a good time. You know?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Come on out here.
I could walk to California, man. That's all good with me.
Come on out here. Come on now.
For sure.
So,
I'm cool with that.
That would be cool, man. I'll be with that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now we need to get Batman Say on board. Right?
I mean, you know what I mean? He and Cali. So that's
where he already got there.
So let's you guys really, I'm going to text all of you all in the next day and be looking at your calendar here in the next few months, and let's figure out something.
I think we're all going to – we're always on
January.
Your calendar, girl.
Do January. I'll be in Jamaica.
Jamaica, man?
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, I'll be in Jamaica, so I can't do January. Huh?
Are you going to take me?
I ain't got the Maddie pockets, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, but you can put me like a flotation device. Take me on board. I'll be your service animal.
Your service animal?
Yeah, right.
You service animal.
I mean, everybody's identifying what they're going to identify as. I'd like to see how they do that if we showed up together and I identified as your service animal.
Yeah, my support. I can't go anywhere without it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? I think we just hit a really important social issue right now. Is Shells could
right.
If you can marry yourself now, why couldn't she be your service animal? And then
that's
her service trans animal. There you go. Get in some fucking thing. Thank you.
Hey,
that's
you gotta be you these days. You gotta be you. Yeah, be your inner you.
So
I got like
you know
three
what I was trying to think about? I was kind of thinking about, guys, maybe we could do it around Valentine's Day because we're all single, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
sure.
What better love is there than friends?
I mess around with no service animal, dog. Real talk.
Talking about mess around? I wouldn't be. We got platonic relationships, motherfucker. What are you talking about?
Oh,
I'm talking about.
Yo, let's do
all
I
getting
let's
together.
Here, let's all search for February. That sounds good to me, man.
Cool.
Canada winter, I'm going to be pushing to try to get the fuck out around there.
Right.
So if she's just out of Hawaii,
where I live at, definitely would be a good time to get out of the state. Awesome.
Right.
No doubt.
Oh, I know it's already snowing. I saw your little Halloween video. We already got snow there. Like, Matt, he has
snow. We got snow. That's what I'm saying. Like, being out here is just a good time to get up out here.
Make sure you go to Dick's in Jamaica.
You said what?
Where are you hanging in Jamaica? You said I think
it's like it's a restaurant. It's where you jump off the cliff gear. It's a, like a famous spot where everyone goes when they get to Jamaica.
I heard it's pretty. I'd like to look into that. We gonna be in Montego Bay.
Montego Bay. Oh, that's dope. That's dope.
That's
dope. Yeah. Dick's Dick's is what they said?
No, wait.
That's super lit, though. I think that sounds a lot better than what the Dick's I'm talking about.
For real, though.
All right.
Well, guys, I'm gonna end the show, you all. Everybody give out your social media information real quick. We'll start with you, Fuck It Up, And just do one of yours because we don't need 80,000 numbers.
Yeah,
let me get ready.
Yeah, just plain 304 underscore 304.
Well, hold on. Nobody can hear you when everybody's talking. Now, go again.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Spell it out.
PLAIN underscore 304.
That's your Instagram.
Yeah, I got it.
That's it.
That
Lane underscore 304.
Okay. Maddie?
Kush? Was
Kush?
That Instagram?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
you
IG.
And everything.
That's
social
Instagram.
Media, man. That was Instagram, PLAIN underscore 304.
Yeah, plain. It's PLAIN. Yeah, plain
yeah.
And, like plain and simple, but plain. Yeah, plain. Plain underscore 304.
All right, I got you. I just followed you, bro.
Wow. That's dope. So now I got you. That part, I see you.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes me so happy. Anyway,
I know.
Mine is,
thank you.
Mine is KUSHKRINKLE 1017. Kush Crinkle 1017. Follow me. I'll follow back.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. That's what I'm saying.
So,
I am following you right now. Thank you.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Thank you.
That part.
Maddie?
All right. Maddie Management. MATTYMANAGEMENT. Maddie Management. Just look that up. You'll find whatever.
Yeah. And then he also has a website, guys, that you can look at, which is MaddieManagement.com.
Yeah, it's all over. I run that whole thing. Anyways, go ahead.
Right. And then, guys, I am Shellbug. Oh, I think, hold on. 926, which is SHELLBUG 926. That is my Instagram, Shelly Davis, Shell's Management on Facebook, and Shelly is with an IE. And then sideways.topstar, SIDEWAYZ.topstar, TOPSTAR on Instagram, and sideways with SM.
That's
that right?
And that is never active on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's good. I didn't look you up on Instagram. It says user not found, man. What's going on, Maddie?
He doesn't have Instagram.
We already had. I do have it. I already locked down Maddie Management. I put it so that it's on sleep.
Yeah,
my
he
first
only uses X.
My first. Yeah, it's not X, girl. It's called Twitter. Okay, I don't care what Elon Musk says. It's fucking Twitter. Anyways, yeah, you know, the first 20 minutes I had 15 followers, man, and all these new people. And I couldn't stand it. It was honestly, like, crazy. So they actually asked me why I wanted to, like, and I tried to deactivate the account, but they wouldn't let me. So they said, why do you want to, like, I don't know, put it in sleep? I said, because it's annoying. And they actually had an option. Like, it said, basically, it's annoying as fuck. So I pressed that one. So I still got Maddie Management, man, on X. On Instagram. Why did I say X? Even though I'm yelling at you. On Instagram, but, yeah, so no one could take my name because I know someone's going to jack my name on something. So if you guys ever see any kind of Maddie Management on Facebook or on any kind of TikTok or shit like that, yo, it ain't me. I only do Twitter. And I might get back into Instagram if I'm really desperate. And I need to send out, naked pics or something.
Oh, my God. So, you guys, listen, another thing I was going to say real quick is you can also just Google hashtag Shellha, SHELLHIGH, with the hashtag in front of it. Actually, Google that, and all my stuff pops up. You'll see everything. All right,
one love.
All right,
guys.
One love. We'll see you next Wednesday. Thank you for joining us with Sideways with Shelton Maddie M. Until next week, keep grinding and shining, everybody. Remember, life stands for living isn't fucking easy. You got this.
One.